United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Let's go! Hey, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-52. Tonight is 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on WSOM on 9/11. And, you know, 9/11 is a tragic day that happened in 2001, so please don't forget to take a moment of silence all day, say a prayer, thank God for the country that we live in, and to thank God and ask Him to keep us and to cover us in the future. The president had a speak to the nation last night in reference to what he was going to do with ISIL and or ISIS over in the Middle East with Syria. And whether you agree or disagree, we will talk about that on tomorrow. Today's Health and Wellness Day, and I decided that I'm not going to preempt the day because I'm going to go on with life as we normally know it. And so tomorrow will be open mic, and we will get to that probably on tomorrow. Maybe around 11 o'clock if we don't have anyone else that comes in. Maybe we'll start the cap of it. But for right now, we're going to be talking with Dr. Mason and Dr. Brandy, and we're going to be doing health and wellness here on Tracy and Friends. You're listening to Prince and Steve Petty, and I'm still stuck on that guitar thingy. It'll take a minute, but I'll eventually get over it, so you just have to endure it. Hey, Dr. Mason, how you doing?
Stupendous.
You're doing pretty good.
I'm doing great.
Hey, listen, you sent me a bad, bad, bad video clip the other day.
Of what?
Happy. I just want you to know. I mean, you know, Jeff screams at me when I play it now.
Yeah.
Sticks looks at me weary. Ben just closes his ears. But you sent me a clip and the lady broke the record. That's just rude. But I did get a great laugh out of it because I needed it that day. I did.
Served its purpose.
What were you trying to say?
I'm tired of that song.
Just so rude. I'm like, geez, old man, how do you really feel? I haven't played it in a while. Right now I'm on to serious music with guitar licks.
Awesome.
And so that's where I am right now. I'm in a new vein.
We had good bumper music this morning. I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah, I love that song.
That was a good song.
Yeah.
But it was having the collaboration right there, that's one wonder for me. Dr. Mason is from Mason Wellness Center in Warren, Ohio on Lair Road. And he comes in every second Thursday and talks to us about health and wellness. And I called him earlier this week or late last week, and I said, can we start talking about this virus thing that's going on? Because it's making the front page of news, and I don't know what the heck they're talking about because I don't plan on getting it. And then, you know, I guess in the last couple of days, the CDC has said it's going to be a major outbreak, and people are getting colds, and it's not the cold, it's the virus. And so I asked him to talk about that. I also want to ask him about I just heard a few minutes ago within our at the top of the hour news about them saying that, are we too clean? They say the children who play outside, who live around animals, they do better. Their immune system. So I guess we're going to talk about the immune system today because I think the virus is respiratory and immune system also.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll stick there.
Sounds good to me.
So how's it going?
I'm doing great.
You're doing good.
I'm alive and well.
So are we going to live through this all this stuff going on? What is up with our immune system? Are we weakening it? Are we strengthening it? I know it's because we're not eating right, we're not exercising, we're not drinking water, we're not breathing right. But, you know, nevertheless, we're Americans.
Yeah.
So what are we doing wrong? What are we doing wrong? How are we doing it wrong? And what do we need to do? Asthma is up. I've never seen so many people with asthma. Old and young, anything respiratory, anything, you know, everyone has a cold. We've got more people with pneumonia now than ever before.
Chronic disease is up.
Everything's
up.
What is causing it, and how do I be more proactive and take an approach that's going to give me sustainability for good quality of life? Because when your lungs go, you're hit.
Right. Yeah, well, when you ask what is causing it, well, it was just weeks ago when the Obama administration allowed 37,000 illegal aliens come across the border without any public health screening.
Yeah.
You think that has anything to do with it?
Well, the conversations that I've heard and that we've talked about, they said that they're coming across the border, and they are actually being put in schools now, and they have had no screenings at all.
Absolutely. So, has their common sense gone out the door?
Yeah.
So here we go. Okay, so you got 37,000 illegal aliens that just blindly walk across the border, no health screenings. They're being put into public schools. What happens if one of these illegal aliens has a virus or some kind of bug they're carrying that we as Americans in the school has never been exposed to? It's called an epidemic outbreak, right?
Yeah. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Hello,
McFly, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is anybody in there? So common sense has gone out the door, and, you know, at the expense of our health, you know, people's lives are being maimed, and at the expense of the ignorance of the American public, this is happening.
Hey, 440, your mic is on. Good morning.
Morning. I have a question.
How you doing
for the
morning?
Doctor. I'm
you
doing
got
good.
It.
I'm doing great. I have a question for the doctor.
Okay.
I had a triple bypass surgery 14 years ago, and they put me on statins. They made me feel uncomfortable, but not terrible. I get all my medication from the VA, and for some reason in May, they changed me from Crestor to Lipitor. And believe it or not, it debilitated me. I just couldn't function. I mean, it was to the point last week where my legs were swelled up, and I couldn't work out. I couldn't do anything. My whole body just racked with pain. And I called the doctor and told her what I suspected. And she told me to quit taking it and just drink a lot of water. I feel fantastic. I mean, I feel fantastic.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you know, there's a lot of people.
I'm afraid that. See, I don't smoke. My diet is pretty decent. But I'm afraid that without the statins, I mean, it kind of runs in my family with the cholesterol thing. And I'm afraid without the statins that I'm going to be screwed. And
yeah,
I just don't know what to do at this point.
Yeah, you get a lot of fear put into you because you don't have any other alternatives which way to go. Well, I've noticed a lot of other patients that's walked through my door that have been banged up from statin drugs as well, from muscle pain, joint pain, muscle weakness, muscle atrophy, to dementia problems, to even diabetic issues with that, because a lot of those drugs in a certain percent of people causes diabetes. With that being said, are there natural statins you can take? Is that what you're looking at?
I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't know what to do. All I know is that Lipitor, from my neck down to my toes, I'm hurt, and I'm hurt bad. I can't. It hurts me to pick up a glass of water when I was on that.
I have a question. What are statins? And what is Lipitor and what is Crestor? What does it do?
They basically poison an enzyme system in your liver to cause your liver not to produce cholesterol. So it sounds good in theory, but it's not a good way to do it. And there's more damaging effects than good effects by using that. Now you could use natural statin statins, right, that's found in things like red rice yeast. I use Benny Koji red rice yeast, or red yeast rice. And then, I mean, that there has a very good cholesterol-lowering effect, as well as high amounts of niacin, which is vitamin B3. Those are actually appealing to the body.
Niacin did stupid things to me. I didn't like that either. Maybe I'm just...
You'll get a flushing effect from that, right? But that only lasts about 15 minutes.
Flushing as in hot flashes?
You'll get a... It's called a flushing effect. You know, it'll last for maybe 10 to 15 minutes for some people. But, I mean, here's the deal. Cholesterol is very important for you. I mean, you cannot survive without cholesterol. You can take a million milligrams of Crestor or Lipitor every day and your body is still going to produce cholesterol because you can't live without it. Cholesterol is a steroid hormone, and all your other hormones are made from cholesterol, such as testosterone and progesterone and estrogen. And
what
every
coenzyme Q10?
Coenzyme Q10, that has some cholesterol-lowering factors as well, too, with improving energy, what we call ATP within the muscles and everything. But I wouldn't take... cholesterol-lowering drugs for all the tea in China. I mean, you know, there's a lot of them out there that's not worthwhile. And the research on them showing there's more problems than benefits from using those.
Well, why is all the doctors? Why are they? You know, my cardiologist, my doctor, my regular doc, they all prescribe it. Everybody
because
I know
when
prescribes
you go,
it.
Because when you go to medical school, you're taught that every sign and symptom that you have is due to a drug deficiency. They're not looking at the underlying cause of why your cholesterol may be high. In other words, when your cholesterol, if your cholesterol goes too high in your body, you have to ask yourself why, right? It's not because your body's making a stupid mistake. It's because you may be putting stupid things in your body that may be causing it. In other words, think of cholesterol sort of acts like a Band-Aid. In other words, when you get inflammation in your body, say you get inflammation in your arteries, right, and you're talking about plaque and cholesterol building up. When you get inflammation on those arterial walls, what they call the endothelial wall, you actually get holes that would drill through your arteries and you would bleed out if it weren't for cholesterol. So cholesterol comes and sort of acts like spackling and fills in those holes, tries to put out the fire that's in your arteries. And so you have to say, well, why is there inflammation within your arteries? So some of those reasons can be a systemic infection. Oftentimes what it usually is lack of nutrients. So when you're lacking antioxidants, what's the opposite of antioxidants? Oxidants. So remember when we used to have chrome bumpers, and if you let them sit outside, they would oxidize, they would start to rust, or if you eat an apple and you let it sit out, it starts oxidizing, starts turning brown. That's what happens to your cells and to your arteries. They start oxidizing, they start rusting and getting inflamed. So antioxidants like vitamins A, E, C, D, vitamin K, coenzyme Q10, things like this, are antioxidants which help put out the fire, help keep inflammation down. And that way, you don't have cholesterol trying to fill in the holes.
I am the fruit and vegetable eating machine, and I just the only way I can think it runs in my family. I know that. I mean, how the heck are you going
to
prevent that? That's the whole problem.
I hate to tell you. Even if you're eating fruits and vegetables like crazy, I mean that's a good start. But the phenomenon of the food supply being nutritionally deficient is very common. It's not a rarity. The soils have been overfarmed. They're depleted of the main minerals and nutrients. They're being used, they're using NPK fertilizers without putting the trace minerals back into the soil. So in turn, you're not getting enough nutrients. You're becoming depleted. When you look at any disease, 97% of disease, this is not my opinion, this is fact, 97% of disease is caused by two things: nutritional deficiencies and toxicities. So as we age, nutrition levels go down, toxic levels go up. Now, when you talk about it runs in a family, yeah, you may have some genetic predispositions to that.
Exactly.
But when you look at that, genes can be turned on and turned off by, guess what, nutrition. So when you optimize your nutrition by filling in the gaps with supplementing your diet rather than just relying on the nutritionally depleted food that you're eating that's been sprayed with herbicides and pesticides and radiated and transported from point A to point B, and by the time it's got to your table, it's lost 75% of its nutrition. Those are things you need to look at.
They know me by first name over at GNC. Of course, I don't know how good that stuff is either, but...
A lot of it's junk, I hate to say. I mean, I explained the story about the nutrients I bought from them, and they don't work. A lot of this junk's coming from China. It's food-grade supplements. They're not being regulated by the police. So you really have to get a good quality supplement, something that's pharmaceutical-grade.
I remember you saying that the last time you were on. And mm-hmm. I focused on that very well. When I went on the Lipitor, so I can't really see if it worked or not. But
It's like anything else, and this is what I'm finding. There are vitamins out there. It's just like there's oil out there for your car, and you can buy oil from the dollar store. And you can buy Valvoline. You got to get a better oil for the concentration of what you're trying to get done. If you put,
exactly.
And what's happening is we're paying more for a lesser product because they are outsourcing it and they're not putting the core nutrients in that we need. And that's a problem. And until we can do something about what they're doing, then we're going to have to do something about how we get it to us.
Let me throw one more thing into the mix when you talk about genetics and all this. I had a patient by the name of Darlene. She does everything by the book. I mean, she exercises routinely. She eats very clean. She supplements her diet. But her cholesterol was still a little bit higher than what we'd like it to be. It was around 270. Her HDL, your healthy cholesterol, was about 40. So ideally, you're like your healthy cholesterol cranked up around 60. Those are good numbers to look at. So we did what we call a liver methylation test. So this is where functional medicine comes in. This is what I also specialize in, which is very important. And you're not getting it done at your general practitioner's office. You're not getting it done at the Cleveland Clinic because every type of test that they do, they're testing you for a drug deficiency, not the underlying cause of why your cholesterol is high. That's a whole story in itself. But we measured what we call methylation within her liver. Now, remember, your liver manufactures 80% of your cholesterol. Only 20% of your cholesterol comes from diet. So her liver, where cholesterol is being produced, wasn't methylating. Methylating is basically where you take your body takes one molecule and shifts it and adds it onto another one to make another, substance. So her liver wasn't methylating properly. So we are able to analyze that and to determine we actually did a gene testing on her to determine what nutrients she was missing or lacking that was preventing that methylation to take place. And they were simple things like B12, niacin, folic acid, things of that nature. So once we tuned her chemistry up with those nutrients, guess what happened? Her cholesterol came right down where it needed to be. No drugs, no medications needed.
Why would my cardiologist? He had me taking niacin. I said I had the flushing system like symptoms like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, he told me, he says, they were wrong about it. It doesn't do anything for you. I was troubled by that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It,
I was troubled by it. It's like,
yeah.
What are you using me as, like a guinea pig, or what's the deal here?
No, there's research upon research on the benefits of vitamin D. What's happening is you have drug reps and pharmaceutical reps coming in and knocking on our door saying, vitamins don't work, and here, use Lipitor or Crestor. How can you give a conservative opinion? How can these doctors give a conservative opinion on nutrition when they're not trained in it? I'm sorry, but they can't. So you have to take that with a grain of salt. And if you want to find the truth, don't even believe me. take, you know,
no,
I'm telling you, when I'm telling you, look it up. I mean, what I'm telling you, I have research to back it up. I'm just not talking out of both sides of my mouth.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's 27 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Find yourself constantly tired, or do you feel like your immune system is weak? Consider Super Immune Forte C1000 with bioflavonoids and Super D3. These drugless prescriptions can be a perfect antidote to help you overcome these problems. Contact Mason Wellness Center at 330-219-6250 or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Venus, Secrets of Grace, producers of skin and hair care products suitable for all ages, made from organic olive oil and aloe vera herbs, vitamins, and essential oils. Go to venussecrets.us. Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
I'm Harper King. Keegan with your headline news. A new dog shelter could open sometime next year in Mahoning County. The current shelter is more than 50 years old, and at a recent commissioners meeting, that was brought up. Commissioners have approved the sale of more than $1 million in bonds towards building a new shelter. It would go in the former Jump Stretch Fitness Center building on North Meridian Road in Austintown. In 1 week, the Hollywood Gaming Mahoning Valley Racecourse will open. Right now, employees are getting trained, and workers are finishing up the final touches. Gamers will enjoy 850 video lottery terminals, but that might expand up to 1,500 machines if the demand is there. And a Youngstown man struck gold, winning the top prize in the Ohio Lottery. Peter Gross won a $2 million prize in the 100 times the money game. He opted to receive $100,000 a year for 20 years instead of the cash option. With federal and state taxes, that ends up being $71,000 a year. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Lately, it seems there's been a lot of back-to-school talk. How about you? Thinking of going to college or back to college? Wondering how you can afford it? Check out Kent State University's Columbiana County campuses. We offer 27 degree programs in high-demand fields such as nursing, business, criminal justice, occupational, and physical therapy. Take classes online or on campus in East Liverpool or Salem. We're close to where you work, close to where you live. And we have reduced tuition for West Virginia students in the Northern Panhandle. Call 1-877-KENT-EDU to find out more. You belong here.
Steel, German engineering, American manufacturing, servicing dealers, and people across America who refuse to compromise. Steel blowers start at just $149.95. Plus, when you purchase select steel chainsaws like the MS-251 for just $329.95 with 16-inch bar and an extra chain, get another extra chain free. Visit steeldealers.com. All prices BES, SRP offer valid through December 31st, 2014, while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Visit Hilltop Lawn and Garden, 3 miles west of Columbiana on State Route 14, 330-427-1220. Online at hilltoplawnandgarden.net.
You're a good driver. You grew up with those drive defensively public service announcements. And that's how you drive. At Crab Insurance Agency, we offer discounts for mature drivers who drive safely through Grange Insurance. We figure if you've been around the block a few times and done it safely, you deserve a break. Talk to Crab Insurance, your Grange independent agent, about these and other Grange discounts. 330-332-1586.
Products not available in all states.
This Friday, log on to 600WSOM.com and grab our sweet deal of the week. Buy a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Casals Day Spa and Salon. The sweet deal of the week is your chance to experience our area's finest businesses for less.
Summer is over. Fall is coming. Let Casals help you refresh your look for fall and back to school. It's time for a new hairstyle, makeup, and nail tones. Come see what Casals has got lined up for fall. Get a new look or just relax with a massage or facial. And ask about Aveda's product lines for men when you visit Casals Day Spa and Salon, 4030 Boardman Canfield Road and in Howland's Hunter Square Plaza.
The sweet deal of the week, a $50 gift certificate to Casals for just $25, 4030 Boardman Canfield Road and in Howland's Hunter Square Plaza. Log on to 600WSOM.com this Friday at 9 a.m.
Do you find yourself constantly tired, or do you feel like your immune system is weak? Consider Super Immune Forte C1000 with bioflavonoids and Super D3. These drugless prescriptions can be a perfect antidote to help you overcome these problems. Contact Mason Wellness Center at 330-219-6250 or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on the SOM AM 600. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I've got Dr. Matt Mason here from Mason Wellness. You can find him. Give your website out, Dr. Mason, and your phone number.
Website is Mason Wellness, M-A-S-O-N, wellness.com. You could also look us up on Facebook at Mason Wellness Center. Or look me up as well, Matt Mason, M-A-T-T, Mason.
And phone number?
330-219-6250.
And we were talking about immune systems, and he brought in cholesterol and, you know, some of the supplements that people take. Why pharmaceutical grade? I want to ask you that before I go too far into going back to respiratory and the virus. What does that mean? You know, pharmaceutical. I mean, because you know, I think I was talking to you this morning. You know, we have the buy one get one free, and we get everything for $20.
Right.
And what's wrong with those? You know, we like those. Oh, the dollar store even has supplements.
I know. Let's talk about the opposite of pharmaceutical grade. You have food grade supplements.
Okay.
They're not being regulated. They're not being policed. Okay. So if you say you buy 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and you get it tested, there may only be 400 milligrams in there. And you're getting cheap binders, cheap fillers, cheap synthetic ingredients.
Okay.
Okay. Pharmaceutical grade, they're policed. If it says 1,000 milligrams, that's what you're getting. You're getting the highest purity, potency, highest grade form of nutrients that you can possibly get. So, and they're not using any cheap binders or fillers or excipients. So if you want to put good quality nutrition in your body, you have to pay that extra money to get that, especially if you're sick and you're looking to get a therapeutic effect. You have to use good quality nutrition. There's so much junk out there, it's a Wild West show. A lot of this stuff's coming from China. I mean, just look at all the – I mean, we can just talk for days upon days about the contaminated food, contaminated supplements. That's all coming from China. China doesn't – you think they're looking out for our health?
Not really.
No. I don't think so.
No. No, I want to ask you one more question. I was reading something the other day, and they said for you to get the required amount of, like, vitamin C,
mm-hmm.
you would have to eat almost a bag of oranges.
Yeah, probably even more than that because
you just can't get it by eating the fruit only.
No.
And so the reason why you're taking supplements is because you can't eat enough. And because, you know, at one time, you know, I guess in years past, the food was more concentrated, like I guess like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a difference. And so you have to take a supplement so that you can be prepared for what's coming, for what's around you, your environment, and to boost your immune system as well as your body at large.
Sure, it's a
the
different
cell growth.
It's a different day and age that we live in. I mean, I supplement my diet with every day with vitamins. I have a natural medicine cabinet. I mean, that's what I try to promote and educate people to do. Go home and look inside your medicine cabinet. Look at all those toxic drugs people are using. Learn how to use natural medicine that works. I mean, I use, you know, like if I feel a cold coming on, I really get sick, but if I feel something come on, I take like Defense Forte. I take two of those every 2 hours. I take C1000 with bioflavonoids. I do that until it's gone. It usually knocks it right out. If it doesn't knock it out, it severely decreases the severity and the frequency of the bug that you're getting.
I think you've been with me for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
You haven't gotten sick in the last 2 years, have you?
No, I haven't.
I don't ever think you've called in and said I've got a cold. I don't think I've seen you with the sniffles.
Here's another one with the chiropractic connection of that. You know, people call me up and say, well, what can I do to, you know, strengthen my immune system? I'm getting sick all the time. I'm getting upper respiratory infections, sinus issues, the flu, the cold. I say, get under chiropractic care. And they all scratch their head. They're like, what? How does chiropractic have anything to do with keeping my immune system strong? A healthy, functioning spine, in other words, when you adjust the spine, when there are misalignments in the spine, you're directly influencing the nervous system. Your nervous system is your brain and spinal cord, right? All the nerves, all the signals coming from your brain, sending signals out to your organs and your glands and your cells. Well, your nervous system controls and regulates every system in your body, your cardiovascular system, your reproductive system, your heart, your lungs, and guess what? Your immune system. So when chiropractic connection directly influences the nervous system, regulating your immune system. And this has been highly demonstrated, too. They've shown where adjustments actually allow your body to produce more white blood cells, and on and on and on. So white blood cells are the infection fighting of your body, right? So pretty impressive stuff.
The nervous system, we don't talk about it. It's not a common conversation. The spine, it's not a common conversation. And the reason why we're really talking about the immune system and or respiratory is because something has come up to affect it and or you see other people getting sick. Where are we with the education to let people know that you want to be on the forefront of something instead of reactionary when it comes to right. spinal care, when it comes to respiratory, when it comes to your immune system? You know, I was reading again, I've been doing some reading lately. They said that we have become so sanitized that we have broken down our immune system so low that we're having a hard time fighting back
uh-huh.
anything because we haven't built up our immune system so it can fight any foreign bacteria that's not supposed to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, for instance, let's talk about the lunacy that, you know, they're talking about on the lamestream media with, the respiratory virus that's going around, the EVD-68 virus. You know, they have no vaccine for it. So they're sitting around and wringing their hands and twiddling their fingers because they don't have any other solution. You know, so in other words, if we got a virus coming around, their only solution is a vaccine. I hate to tell you, but the majority, if not all, vaccines don't work. I know that's a heated argument that I'm not ready to discuss today. We can on another day. But we have these top medical experts on the media telling us, you know, the best thing we could do is no hugging or kissing and make sure you wash your hands for 20 seconds.
America does a lot. They don't do that anymore. They don't hug and kiss anymore. We don't do that anymore.
Well, look, are they teaching you, are they mention any word about immune support?
No.
No. No.
What is that?
Are they, you know, we could greatly decrease the risk of infection or decrease infections hugely just by kids and adults taking vitamin D. I mean, vitamin D hugely activates your immune system. And you can buy vitamin D, good quality vitamin D, for pennies on the dollar. So no one's being taught health education, prevention, or how to boost your immune system through nutrition.
Immune support.
Yeah.
What
immune
is that?
Support. That's just what we've been discussing.
They don't. I've never heard it.
It's your protector, right?
I've never heard that.
It's what protects you from viruses. You can't kill a virus. You can never kill a virus. It's if you try to get a vaccine or something, you just go bang your body up and chase the virus from one area of your body to the other. But if you support and keep your immune system strong, that virus is never going to rear its ugly head. It's going to stay latent. It's going to stay hidden.
Explain the immune system. Can you do that for me in elementary terms?
The stronger your immune system is, right, by nutrition and healthy exercise and healthy things in your life, is going to keep your body strong, is going to keep your terrain strong from any bugs or viruses or bacteria that you come in contact with. When your immune system becomes suppressed by eating the standard American diet and eating immunosuppressive chemicals and food additives and preservatives that's being put in our food, your immune system becomes weak, and then you're open up to any disease out there, from respiratory viruses all the way to cancer. Cancer is an immune issue. It's a metabolic issue. It's not genetic, like you're being told to, like you're being lied to. There's a very small fraction percentage of people where it's genetic. And sure, genes can be switched on from health or disease purely by environment, by movement, exercise, and by nutrition. It's a whole study of epigenetics which has rocked the foundation of the conventional medical model.
And so when I ask you about you know, age and cancer and immune system and being healthy. Most of us, as we age and progress, we're not concerned about health and or our immune system, our nervous system, until you go to the doctor or it's time for your screenings. So So, you know, as you get to 40, they say you're supposed to have this screening. When you get to 50, you start having this. So for women, you start getting mammograms at, like, I think 35 is your baseline, 40 is your beginning. And then you start with your, at 50, you start with your colonoscopies. And so you don't start paying attention to your health until you get older in life. How do we begin to educate and to teach and to re-pattern our life so that we can become better at taking care of our health system and being educated about our immune system and about our health system before we start getting the screenings and before we start getting diagnosed with stuff? Because cancer is not a fun thing. It's a bad term, and when you get it, it slaps you like a box of bricks, because you feel as though, especially as a young person, you feel as though that you will never get anything like that. That's for old people.
By implementing the health practices that I preach about every month when I come on here. I mean, you know, we're telling our kids to say no to drugs, and we're telling them to say no to drugs at schools, and yet we're taking them to pediatricians. That's what they do. They prescribe drugs. It doesn't matter if it's a prescription drug or if it's cocaine or amphetamines. A drug is a drug. The more drugs, if you put a drug in your body, it takes a toll on your body. And the more you put in your body, the greater the toll. We need to start learning how to detoxify our bodies, get these kids and get adults under chiropractic care, educate people how to optimize your nutritional status by using vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, and how to use these natural health techniques to keep their immune system strong. So we got to be a role model for number one, right? We have to have proper health education, prevention, and natural health care techniques that work. I mean, acupuncture, chiropractic, homeopathy, nutritional therapies have been around for thousands of years. Why have they been around for thousands of years? Because they work.
Let me ask you this. Healthy living, good supplements, does it help with the look of life? Because as we age, we wrinkle. The elasticity in our skin,
mm-hmm.
You know, how we look. People are very, very vain. And when you begin to look in the mirror and you begin to see the lines, it becomes we haven't taken care of ourselves. Because
yeah,
there are other people that, you know, they're doing very, very well at 60 and 70 and 80 and 90 years old. And then you have others that they look like they get hit by a train and
right.
ran down the street.
Right.
Does it make a difference?
So you're talking like anti-aging and things like that. Does it cause you to age?
Right.
Yeah.
Does lack of nutrition and lack of quality care cause you to age?
Absolutely. So when we talk about, I don't like using the word anti-aging because it sounds like, you know, you're going to live forever. We're all, none of us are getting out of here alive, but, you know, you want to function healthy all the way up to your 80s and 90s and beyond, and that's absolutely possible if you take care of your body. So when we were talking earlier about your body oxidizing, right, when your body's oxidizing because you have lack of nutrients in you and you have heavy metals and other toxins like herbicides and pesticides that's built up through your body through the years, your body is going to oxidize, meaning it's breaking down, it's aging. Remember, your cells are constantly dividing. And the more oxidizing you have in your body due to lack of nutrients and toxins in your body, those cells are dividing at a much faster rate. That's what aging is. So the slower you could slow the process of those cells from dividing, you're going to age gracefully instead of looking like you're 90 when you're 50.
Yeah, because the reason why I ask is because I see some people, and they're 90 years old, and it's like, wow.
Yeah. So you
what
know,
have you been doing? And I see other people, and it's like, and the lady came in, she said she was 60 years old. And I'm like, really?
You know, you still have people who, you know, when I bring up toxicity, they think, oh, yeah, it's foo-foo science. Harvard medical researchers have now come out with hard evidence showing that what it took you and I 40 years to accumulate as toxicity from the environment, from the air, the food, the water supply. What it took us 40 years to accumulate toxicity within our bodies, children at age 6 have that same amount of toxicity within them. So toxicity is the real deal. and it's something that needs to be addressed.
501, your mic is on.
Hey, good morning, Tracy. Good morning, Dr. Mason.
Good morning.
I'm 71 years old. I was 155 pounds, and when I stopped lifting weights, I was mostly muscle. I lost weight. I'm down 138 now, and it's kind of scary. I think I'm going to get back into the weights. But my question for you is another direction. There's an autonomic system in us that tells us to breathe. And I think there's something malfunctioning with mine because I do shallow breathing, and it worries me quite a bit. Usually when I'm taking apart a clock or something with small mechanisms, or even doing the dishes, I just slow down my breathing, and my heart tells me that I need more oxygen. Can you align that with anything?
Absolutely. So it sounds like one of your hobbies or occupations, you work on clocks and watches and things like that?
I work on everything. I can fix anything, and that's how I save my overhead.
Okay, so you're probably in a sort of a bent over position a lot, and you're using fine hand movements and such whatnot. Correct?
Yes. Yes.
Have you ever received chiropractic care? Number one.
Long ago, when I lived in Nevada, I did, and satisfaction guaranteed. But I got back into yoga and straightened my spine out, and I no longer don't have lower back pain like most men. That even the shoulder, which bothered me since I was a kid, now throwing arm, and that was bad, and I corrected that just by weightlifting and lightweight stuff, multi.
The first thing I would address is being assessed for chiropractic subluxations, misalignments of the spine, of the what we call the thoracic spine. Because when you talk about the autonomic nervous system, you're right. That's the autonomic, think of that word meaning automatic, meaning we don't have to think about it, right? It's controlling your heart rate, your breathing, your lungs, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nerves coming out of your thoracic spine that control your autonomic nervous system. And one thing that big misunderstanding that people have about chiropractic is they think you have to have pain. You don't. You can have misalignments with or without pain, just like you can have a cavity in your tooth with or without pain.
Yeah.
So when you make adjustments to the areas of your thoracic spine, basically the area between your shoulder blades, you're stimulating, you're innervating the nerves to the autonomic nervous system, which is controlling your heart. Now, looking at the mechanical function of that as well, that area of your spine, guess what's connecting your spine? Your ribs. And when you breathe, your ribs are supposed to expand and contract to allow air in your lungs, right? So what happens is when you get misalignments within your thoracic spine, that sort of locks up the proper motion of your ribs. So I've noticed people who, once I've done adjustments to them, they're like, geez, I feel like I can get such a bigger breath of air,
Yeah.
So this is a big factor. That would be number one thing I would look at, and then
I like what you're saying, because we're thinking the same. That's why I called, because you're thinking parallels mine. I dropped my bike the other day, and that's 570 pounds. I mean, I had to lift that thing up, and I just recognized how weak I had grown. You don't lift total 500 pounds. You lift half of that when it's on an access point. But certainly and then there's the garage door that doesn't have a motor on it, and that's 8 times a day. And so my spine, I'm okay with it. The Cobra and the plow, and that I do that since I was 30 years old. And I never had no lower back pain because I continue that, and I'm getting back into it now. And I eat the out of a garden, and I'm vegetarian, and I think I'm getting back into chicken. I miss chicken. But
Great.
Do all the minerals and vitamins and raw probiotics, and people mistake me for being much younger. I'm 71 and a half, and here's another point. The sinus areas, they're bigger than I thought. So I never get sick, doctor. And usually it's due to hanging upside down and taking colloidal silver up the nose, and it goes to every part of the sinus area you can imagine. It feels like I've just breathed water in under in the swimming pool, and it's like a hammer hitting me in the back of the head, but that goes away. And I kind of think that's it, you know, 10 parts per million.
Yeah, you're doing great things. I would just definitely, I would highly recommend you get under regular chiropractic care. A lot of people just think of chiropractic when they have back pain or neck pain, but it's so much more than that. I mean, I receive chiropractic care at least twice a month just for maintenance. I mean, I have no pain, but I understand the importance of it. And I'm a chiropractor as well. So with my occupation, you know, sometimes my body gets in some awkward positions. So there's spinal stress, right? So you could do yoga, you could do exercising. Those are all good things. But when you have misalignments, you could do yoga until the cows come home, and you can do Tai Chi until the cows come home, and take vitamins and supplements until the cows come home, and you're not going to correct spinal misalignments. That takes chiropractic
care. No, there's more to it than the spinal misalignment. It's when you grow older, your spine shrinks, and your height shrinks because lifting up motorcycles and lifting weights up over your head, you know, and running. So I don't run. I pedal a bike, and it seems to be better, but I like the way you think, and probably if I had any problems whatsoever, you'd be the first person I'd go to.
Well, again, whether you have problems or not, you should receive chiropractic care, whether it's from me or someone else, because, like I said, you don't have to have pain. If you're having issues with not getting enough air in your lungs, or you're thinking you're having autonomic issues, you got to look to the spine first.
Well, listen, I gotta go. Thank you for calling in. I have a question in reference to chiropractic here, because you are a chiropractor. And you said, just because I don't have pain doesn't mean I shouldn't get a spinal check and see about my spine. Give me a short little cliff note about why that is.
Why that is. I mean, look, everyone's had cardiovascular checkups, physical exams, eye exams, gynecological exams. No one understands the importance of spinal exam, of spinal hygiene. Your nervous system is controlled and regulated by proper movement of your spine. When your spine becomes misaligned, it becomes inflexible, your nervous system becomes impeded, with or without pain, right? So that's why it's very important to have your spine assessed.
So it's like going to the dentist. I go to the dentist without a toothache.
Right.
To prevent having
or
a
some
future
people,
toothache.
Or some people get some braces to get their teeth straightened.
Correct.
Right?
But you've got to go to the dentist and get checkups before you have a problem.
Right.
So you do the same thing with your spine.
Right.
Hey, listen, I've got to go. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. You know it's Health and Wellness today. We had Dr. Mason here. Dr. Brandy just walked in. And we'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
This commander-in-chief, who campaigned to wind down America's two wars, now pledges to destroy the Islamic State. 13 years after the 9/11 attacks, Mr. Obama warns the effort against ISIS will be a sustained fight, wherever the group exists.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy at the White House. Here's what's in the president's new anti-ISIS policy.
First in Iraq, more airstrikes, wider array of targets, and more U.S. troops going over to train and advise the Iraqi military forces. And White House officials have made it perfectly clear that the president has already made the decision to conduct airstrikes in Syria. It's no longer a question of if, it's simply a question of when.
ABC's Jonathan Carl in Washington. The man accused of killing his five young children and dumping their bodies off a rural Alabama road is being extradited to South Carolina. He'll face murder charges. Timothy Jones had been held in Mississippi since his arrest over the weekend at a traffic checkpoint. The judge at the Oscar Pistorius trial in South Africa says the Blade Runner athlete can't be found guilty of murder, but he was negligent in the killing of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. A formal verdict expected to be announced tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom. the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way. I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Healthcare costs continue to rise, but at a much slower rate than in most recent years. ABC's Scott Goldberg has new findings of research on the cost of health care.
This year, the cost of health care premiums for workers who get their insurance through their employers went up again, but only 3% on a family plan. That's the slowest rate of growth since the Kaiser Family Foundation started measuring premiums 16 years ago. Employees with single coverage saw their rates rise only 2%, but if you get sick, that keeps getting much more expensive. The average employee deductible is now a little more than $1,200 a year. That means deductibles have gone up 47% in the last 5 years. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Radio Shack may need more capital to help complete its turnaround efforts. Chapter 11 bankruptcy might be next for the big retail chain. Cost-cutting is being considered, according to the new CEO of the company. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Computer is running slow? Go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com.
Venus, Secrets of Grease, producers of skin and hair care products suitable for all ages. Made from organic olive oil and aloe vera herbs, vitamins, and essential oils. Go to venussecrets.us.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios.
See your local Ford dealer for attractive lease offers on cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Ford Fusion. Get a high-tech, fuel-efficient Fusion today for only $199 a month. Visit drive1ohio.com.
Are you an embarrassment on the dance floor? Do you confuse state capitals, make runny scrambled eggs, and read too many celebrity gossip magazines? Do you drink milk straight from the carton, think trigonometry is a planet, and snore louder than a Kodiak bear? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care. Because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you bite your nails like they're a snack food, think an MP3 is a computer virus, can't tell a right angle from an acute, constantly lose the remote, can't parallel park, confuse hip-hop with double dutch, and are afraid of spiders, dentists, and clowns, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
We're back, and you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. I'm sitting in studio with Dr. Brandy and Dr. Mason, and we went from chiropractic here, and if you want to call in, Dr. Mason's still here with us, so if you have anything to ask, you want to ask him, you can, and Dr. Brandy's here, and you know, Brandy is a clinical counselor, and what she does, Brandy Jalea.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys. She helps you with your mind, and I'm going to ask her some questions. That's going to try to help me and some people with their mind, because you know I'm finding out people are special, and they're really people are a little weird, a little wacky. They do some things, and we tend to look at them, you know, different, whatever. We don't understand it, so we demonize them, and I think we should sometimes step back and let people be who they are.
Okay.
And so I'm going to talk to Dr. Brandy about that, Brandy Jalea. Hey, Dr. Brandy, tell everybody if they don't know who you are. Dr. Brandy, she's a counselor.
I am.
And she represents Turning Point Counseling. She's my confidant. She's my counselor.
Yeah, I try to help. I try to do what I can.
How's it working out?
You're doing great. No, yeah. I'm Dr. Brandy Jalea. I am the former clinical director at Turning Point Counseling Services and still do some things with them. They are the Community Mental Health Center in Mahoning County, and I am a full-time professor for Walden University, which is an online counselor training program, Walden Online University, and I teach in their counselor training program.
So, all week long, we've been talking about Ray Rice.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Janae,
mm-hmm.
something that happened back in February.
Yes.
That what we thought was that was disposed, but that came back to life again.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this mindset that people are people and people do things that I don't necessarily agree with.
Okay.
And I was saying to people earlier this week, I said, you don't know what people like. Some people like to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic violence is domestic violence if you're in a situation that you don't want to be in.
Well,
but how can you tell me, and I'm asking you as a counselor, how can you tell me that I don't need to be in this situation when I happen to enjoy the situation that I'm in?
Yeah, the cycle of abuse is tough, and they call it a cycle because you get stuck in it.
Turn your mic up a little bit, Brandy.
Yep.
Thanks.
It's like an echo.
Yeah. Try again. How's that? How's that? Better?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. They call it the cycle of abuse because it's hard to break out of it. So My mic doesn't like me today.
I know. Go ahead, try again.
Are we better?
That's better.
I think I'm good.
You're doing good.
Where am I at? The cycle of abuse. So it starts where you have the aggressive act, and then after the aggressive act, there's usually a honeymoon phase where, you know, oh, I love you, oh, here's some flowers, oh, I'm so sorry, where you're treated like gold, essentially, and then denial, kind of strikes. Oh, he's never going to do it again. She's never going to do it again. Look how much he or she loves me. Then it kind of goes into a normalcy phase where it balances out, and then the act occurs again, the act of violence occurs again. And so following the aggressive act is this awesome honeymoon period. And so you get the pro and you get the con. So people get stuck in the cycle. The Ray Rice example in the video footage of the hotel, that's clearly an aggressive act. There was no evidence of that being any type of fetish, as we were talking about earlier, or enjoyment. That was clearly an aggressive act of violence.
Why is that?
Because he preyed on a weaker person who couldn't defend herself and showed no signs of enjoyment whatsoever and sustained injuries from the attack.
But what injuries did she – just because she was knocked out. Now, the reason why I'm asking this, just because she was knocked out, just because it started with her aggression towards him, she was smaller than him. He hit her, and then he drug her out the elevator. And my understanding, they had both been drinking, and she didn't report it. The only way that it got reported is because it was on camera.
Right, and
there has not been any other 911 call. There has not been any other before, during, and or after. And even this week, she came out and said, "Will you please just leave us alone?"
There's no pattern.
So there's no pattern there, and she's not the one complaining.
The reason that's abuse is because
hold on, Bianchi.
Because no, there weren't two consenting adults in that situation.
How do you know that? Because she's never come out and said he did it. She has never admitted to it. She's never said anything. And and 3 days later, she married the guy. She actually has been a willing participant no matter what it is, because she's never said, "Hey, thank you for coming to my rescue." She's never said a word.
Right, and that's hard to say that. I mean, obviously, we don't know enough about their personal life. And we're,
right.
And that the media, obviously, he's in a high-profile position, and the media is involved in that. And so that sort of was taken out of their control, and the sanctions, you know, were given and all of that. But in terms of their own, in an own marriage, in a normal, let's say they're just everyday people, you or I, and that's occurring, she's still being victimized. Whether or not she's choosing to stay or is there willingly, she's still being victimized.
But the question is, I'm not asking you for your help. So why are you here? And if I am, is it a mental disorder if I'm in a situation that I'm not looking for you to help me out?
Don't we reach out to a lot of people who aren't looking? We've talked about addictions. We've talked about drug addiction. So many people say, "I don't want help. I don't have a problem." But we don't say, "Well, this isn't an issue." No, you're addicted.
Okay. So if I'm say I'm addicted to pain or I'm addicted to abusive relationships, don't I have the right? And is it, you know, don't I have the right to, if that's what I like?
Certainly you have the right, and certainly you don't have to change your behavior.
So why is it that everyone is getting into my situation because they want to? And my question is, the reason why I'm asking you from a counseling point of view is because there are a lot of people out there, you know, they say that homosexuality used to be a mental disease.
It was, and a couple of additions ago it was diagnosable.
That's what I'm saying. So if that be the case, and I don't agree with homosexuality, but if that's what your pleasure is and that's what you want to do, who is it for me to come and say, "You can't do that"?
Right, and we're talking, I mean, we have examples across the board now. So for one, if you don't want to change your behaviors, nobody can make you change your behaviors. But when we're talking about somebody getting beat, we're talking about a behavior. When we're talking about homosexuality, there's enough research out there to support that that is genetically driven. And I know there's a huge debate out there, but that's a bit different than an actual act of somebody coming after you and attacking you.
Again, I'm not complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And so where does – because there's a lot of things going on in the world today. Now, if she was a child, I could understand. Because but then now you've got people, you know, they got this NAMLA thing, which
right.
is the man-boy love. I mean, so there's a lot of things, and I don't agree with any of it. There's bestiality. Mm-hmm. You got a farm ranch up in Washington State.
Well, anything that falls significantly out of the norm ends up being what we look at. And so, and you have to take that not only outside of the norm, but the cultural considerations in place as well. And so when it's not culturally acceptable and it's outside of the norm is when we start to look at it as abnormal behavior. Abnormal behavior doesn't necessarily mean a mental or emotional disorder. But there's a fine line sometimes.
Because people have been getting beat by their spouses and their significant others, male and female,
mm-hmm.
for a very, very long time.
Right.
And, you know, I've been talking about people that have been physically abused in my perception,
mm-hmm.
but when you came in and tried to intervene, they told you to tend to your business.
Well.
And the question is, what do you do there?
How long do you tend to your business?
They
until
were like
they're 70, killed?
No, they were there. I mean, they were there 60, you know, 60, 70 years. They've been married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want out, because in today's society, I believe, if you're in a situation that you don't want to be in,
mm-hmm.
you can leave, and
but
then you have a problem.
You can't leave that easily. First of all, you are at the most heightened risk of being murdered when you attempt to leave in a domestically violent situation. Do you know that when police are called on domestic violence calls, they always send more than one car because it's one of the most violent situations that they could be called into because it's emotionally laden. There is so much behind that. When somebody tries to leave, the emotions become heightened and they're at greater risk. Topped with the fact that there are less domestic violence shelters out there than there are animal shelters.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up because I was with some people from a domestic violence shelter earlier this week,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about people in abuse.
Right.
And I'm not supporting people to stay in abusive situations.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is my business, and until I yell for help, why is it that you keep on yelling for me?
So that's where we come into.
I mean, let me in America. I'm supposed to be able to do as I choose, and if I'm not hurting anyone else, I can disagree with it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But that's you, and I can't change that until you want to change it. And we keep on politicizing and trying to shape people into what we want them to be. And then when they become something, then we want to make it normalized, like homosexuality.
Mm.
And then we want me to affirm it because it's a new thing. And say, oh, that's normal, they were born that way, and that just makes it right.
But Tracy, is homosexuality new or just we're now willing to come out?
No, it's never new. But people have been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been taboo. But now they want me to say, I believe that that's a normal state of life. Well, I have my choice, and I can say it's not. Just like I have my choice to say that any woman who gets beaten down
mm-hmm.
is not normal. But if she likes black eyes,
mm-hmm.
and I pull you out and you go back. I mean, I pull you out, you're safe. Move you across the country, and you go back.
All right, so now when you talk about morals, values, and beliefs, people are never going to be on the same page. Everybody's entitled to their own morals, values, and beliefs. So when you talk about dating somebody from another race, dating somebody from the same gender, same homosexuality, morals, values, beliefs, preferences, genetics, biology, however you want to look at it. But nobody's being harmed. Who's being harmed in those situations?
Even if, again, people die from asphyxia sex.
But from being, yes.
The guy who played Kung Fu, he
mm-hmm.
tied a belt around his neck and tried to pleasure himself and died because that's what he wanted to do.
Right. And so now we're stepping away from domestic violence and looking at fetishes opposed to one.
People die with their fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
They do some freaky stuff. People go to hospitals because of their fetishes, and they almost die because of them. Nurses can't say anything because of what they see, and it's not, I mean, it's like you got to have a mental disorder.
Well, I guess one has to ask themselves, how extreme can somebody go before it's problematic? So if you are essentially strangling yourself to the point of death to cut off your oxygen flow so that you could experience a heightened feeling, a heightened sensation, at what point is that too much? And at what point do you need an intervention? One might say, why can't you experience pleasure from what we might call normal, from a normal intimate relationship?
But my question is, who am I to judge what you choose?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take some calls because we have people.
And no one can judge, and that's why that's not a diagnostic criteria in the DSM-5. If I don't have a criteria to go by to say if you asphyxiate yourself during sex that you have a mental or emotional disorder.
But what about if I like getting beat? I like the black eye. I like getting punched.
We would call that a codependency.
But I choose that. And that's my. I want that.
Do you choose it?
I don't know.
Does somebody actually say choose that?
I would say so. Some people that's how they get their jollies. I don't understand the jolly, but that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They want it. They like it, and they don't feel as though they can't get their. I'm talking about and their partner. That's just they. That's what they do.
So a person who, when they're being beat, is at least getting attention would be somewhat similar to a child who's getting beat, who's at least getting attention. And so the attention is at least some type of positive reinforcement.
I don't know, because all I know is that's what they've done, that's what they do, and they really don't want you to get into their bedroom or what they do because it's their four walls. It's what they do. They do it in their front yard. People cuss, people fight. They say some of the most inflammatory things I have ever heard, and the abusive things that they say to each other.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way I would stay in that relationship come hella high water, but that's what they do, and they keep on going back, and they don't want to leave, and they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
And that's their choice whether or not to stay.
So why is it that now we've got all these third parties into these people? And we're making judgment calls.
But who are the third parties aside from the media and the Ray Rice case? Family and friends?
No, that's what I'm saying. No family, no friends. No one's spoken out. Hold on, P. I'm going to pull you in just a second. No one's spoken out except for the media. Her family, her friends, her cousins, her dogs, her cats, his family. Nobody said anything.
Okay.
But us.
So let's look at the Penn State situation where nobody spoke out and then hit the media. So it's okay for children.
No, but those were children. Those were children. They were being abused. And when they began to see the ball rolling, then people began to speak. We've been doing this since February, and no one has said a peep.
Don't we? Okay, so, but there's all these efforts aimed at advocacy and helping marginalized populations. So how is an abused person not worthy? Does that person not need voice?
I don't want you to be my voice. I want you to leave me alone, and if I die in my craziness, let me die. If I want your help, I'll call you. But the question is, when do we cross that line? And because right now they're using this as a platform for people that don't want to be used as a platform.
Well, yeah, of course.
And no one really cares about the domestic violence of this one girl. They just want to use it for either their legislation and or for the pop or for their prosperity. But it's not about her and it's not about him. And they're asking people to please let me get the beat, get me beat me. You know, whatever you're doing, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dealing with my mental anguish now.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ask for your help. No one in their circle, no friends, no one has ever come out and said anything about their relationship but us and the media.
So we're invading their rights.
And so mentally, is it a mental disorder or is that a greed and or a conversation changer that we're enjoying because it's making every talk radio show, every pundit, every news
show.
Because
everybody wants
right.
the ratings and everybody wants the attention, but there are different ways to view it. One, okay, is she being victimized and is this a way to give some voice and give some attention to the matter? What we know there's an epidemic of violence among people who are athletes or in sports, the high testosterone levels, the correlation with violence, is it finally giving some attention to that? Do we need to look at that a little bit more? Is it giving more attention to football? I don't know. I mean, there's a ton of different ways to look at it, but there are definitely advocates out there who are trying to help people who are victims of domestic violence.
Correct. If I want to be helped and or if I need help or let me get out. Right now, she can walk away with a whole lot, all the money he's ever made. Oh, yeah, with all the money he's ever made.
Or is he secretly standing there saying, walk out that door and I'm going to shoot you?
I don't think so.
We don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. And we keep on hearing, because if he was as violent as we say he was, then she would have never hit him and spit on him initially. Remember, she was the aggressor inside of that elevator.
Mm-hmm.
It was not him.
Right.
So usually people who are in domestic violence, they are not aggressors knowing that he's going to come back and hit me. That's not normal.
No, a lot of times it's domestic violence.
Both are perpetrating.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows that he can cold cock her and knock her out. And the question is, was that the first time he's ever done it? Is it a pattern? Do they like it?
We don't know those answers. We'll never know those answers because the media is going to taint that.
And that's what I'm saying. And so when I'm looking at domestic violence and I'm looking at people and we talk about mental health, are we really concerned about it? Hey, Pianchi, go ahead. I'm going to let everybody in.
And, you know, you're right, Tracy. I really appreciate your analysis of this situation that's in the news. And things that's not taken into consideration here. One, the police viewed the tape, and even if she didn't want to file a complaint, they could have, but they said both was equally guilty. And that there is very pertinent. Another point, if you have an addiction that is carried out off the workplace, what gives your employer the right to say that you're fired because of that addiction? Now, if the way I've heard it, Ray Rice has a problem. So is the problem to the point where he needs to be fired of his job? Another point, what goes on in private is their business. I heard your guest there say, is he threatening to shoot her? Well, we always want to jump to what we don't know rather than tend to what we do know that's at hand. The lady said, stay out of our business. Now, and finally, when is the general public considered to be psychotic? I have a mental problem. Because that's what I continue to hear. We see police officers, and I have to put race in this, we see police officers beating the hell out of black women on the highway, on the trunk of their cars, and even standing at their front door when one would punch through the opening and hit a woman in the face. Where is the outcry? So what is wrong with the psychosis of the general public? Thank you.
Hold on, Pianchi. 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, not this week, but week before, there was a huge outcry of Josh Gordon being, you know, suspended for a year. And I heard everybody on this radio station, well, they shouldn't have done that. Look what Ray Rice did to his wife.
I didn't say that.
You know, I heard that more than one occasion.
You didn't hear that from me.
No, but I've heard it from everybody else.
And, can't help that.
And sure enough, then when he got what I think he deserved, then now they're not satisfied with that. It's like, really? In Cleveland, there's the same thing that happened. This gal got killed by her man, and they're saying, well, where was the police at? You can't have it both ways.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't have it both ways. And there are those that need intervention. But there are those that are not seeking it. And when this happened February, and you bring it back up again, it was disposed of. He's in counseling. It went through the court system. I mean, he has a domestic violence charge against all that happened. So the question now is, they bring it back up 7 months later and go after him again.
That's media.
That's what everybody wanted.
But again,
listen.
440, everybody may have wanted it, but it's my life and let me live it. To Eric, your mic is on.
Well, yeah, it's just like you said, Tracy. I mean, my opinion is based on the fact that she married this guy despite what happened. You know.
You see what I'm saying?
That don't make it right.
If that's what I want to do, why is that? Doesn't make it right? Who are you to tell me that I can't marry this man, no matter who he is, if he's legal age?
Yeah.
If he cuts my hair bald.
Yeah, I mean, like, are you going to provide her with that $4 million salary, the lifestyle that she was even provided with? I mean, that's the question I have.
Don't worry about it. She don't have $4 million no more.
Hey, oh my goodness. Good morning, Diva.
Don't worry. I got new payments, so I'm be calm. I'm in a more calmer state. But this is just sad. I mean, there is no textbook classic way of how an abused person is going to act and react. I've heard so many things. You said, well, if a person is being truly abused, they're not going to fight back or attack or whatever the person who is abusing them. That's not true. I hear Eric saying, well, why does she marry him? We all, well, no, y'all all don't know, but if you have never been in this situation, you don't know when that, it's a sickness. It's twisted thinking and thinking that this person still loves me. You're hoping this person get better. The more egregious the attack, the bigger the apology will be. And no one is looking at him using that marriage as his way of apologizing to a woman that he has continued, and no one can tell me he's not done it more than once. I know two young females who are in abusive relationships. I myself was in an abusive marriage, and I thank God that someone stepped in, even though I didn't want them to, stepped in a way that made me have to reevaluate and get out of that situation, because I don't know where I would be today. But I know two young women who are in abusive relationships, and I asked them, I said, why? She said, I can't have a man unless he's beating on me. I said, why would you put yourself and your kids in that situation? She said, well, my daddy did it to me, and he told me that was love. My mother did it to me. She told me it was love. So she equates an abusive relationship as love. A man beating her, having a strong character. And yes, she will provoke a man to do it. Now, the other young lady, she never grew up in that situation. I never thought she would be in that situation. Heck, I never thought I'd be in that situation. But for some reason, she won't let go of the man that she's with.
So my
now
question
she got
to
into
you
legal
is,
trouble.
Listen, but my question is, she won't let go of the man that she's with. So the question is, when do we step back and let her deal with it until she says enough? It's like drug abuse. You can't make me stop doing drugs. No matter what you do, you can send me them all the rehabs, all the interventions. You can send me to the loony bin. You can do a whole lot. But until I choose.
You know, Diva gave some really great examples from a victim's perspective, though, that I don't think we've heard yet. And I just wanted to pull on those quickly.
Okay.
I mentioned the cycle of abuse where the event occurs and there's a honeymoon period. She used the example of the wedding as the bonus, the gift. So I beat the crap out of you. I'm losing my career. I don't know if it's a pattern or not, but this event happened. Now, maybe, let's just say the woman has wanted to get married. A lot of times you know in relationships the woman is, will you marry me, will you marry me, will you marry me? Let's say this is what was happening. Let's just hypothesize. They get married. Boom, there's your big gift. Now we're in our honeymoon period. Then we're going to enter a stage of normalcy. We're going to balance out. Then I'm going to beat the shit out of you again. And then there's going to be another gift. So I thought she did a great example of pointing out how to get stuck in that pattern. She also really highlighted that the unhealthy thinking patterns that often a person who's being victimized has. They may or may not want help and may not be asking for help, but certainly there's those messages of, oh, look how strong this man is. He must love me. Oh, look how much attention he's given me. My dad beat me. Now he beats me. That's how people show love. I mean, those are all pretty ingrained messages that are hard to break.
Correct. And I can't break them. Hold on, guys, because I got to take a break. But I can't break them until I want to have them broken. And how far do I go into your life? Especially if it's, I mean, drug abuse is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic violence, I am in opposition to. And if I see somebody getting hurt, I'm going to try to intervene in. But until that person wants out, there's nothing we can do. I'll be right back.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited.
I wouldn't say that there's nothing you can do because my ex-husband's, he was in the military. We were at Fort Campbell. At the job that I was working, it was on a military base, and my superiors were all military. So when my NCO seen me come, I came in with a split lip. And for the first time, he knew that something was wrong, but he never said anything because I would just shake it off, brush it off. But domestic violence is so prevalent in the military, so he kind of knew the signs. He kept pressuring me. And when what finally made me wake up, because it was like, I don't want to go to the police. I don't want to ruin his career. This is not the man I married. He'll change. It'll get better. And if I go to the police, if I say something, it'll just get worse. So I didn't do that. But what made me wake up is when he's like, if you don't leave him, I'm going to go to his superiors and I'm going to report him. So whether you want his career to be ruined or not, if you don't leave him, that's exactly what's going to happen. And I thought about it and I thought about it and I contemplated. The first time I told him I was going to leave him, guess what happened? He tried to kill me and our daughter. So when people sit here and say, oh, it's so easy to leave, you could just walk away. No, because you don't know if Ray Rice is threatening to kill her. You don't know what emotional abuse he's putting on her. Oh, who's going to take care of you? Who's going to take care of our daughter? If you get used to, yeah, and it's sad to say you get used to a certain lifestyle, and they use that and they hold that on you because you're thinking, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? We don't know what her life is like outside of that situation, that scenario. We don't know if she can go to people who's actually going to love her and comfort her and care her through this. And everybody's making all these assumptions.
Well, let me ask you a question, Diva. We always want to go with what we don't know and pay no attention to what we do know. The lady says, stay out of her business. And for, you know, I was just thinking, as a matter of fact, I called some people. I know people and can name them that the husband and the wife fight each other. He hurt her, scratch her, smack her, and she do the same thing to him. And they perfectly fine. So this lady had opportunity. If she didn't like that, hey, you standing on national TV, you could have lashed out right then and testified. At that moment, you would have had 100 automobiles outside to pick her up and take her to safety.
Okay, they're taking care of the physical aspect. But are they taking care of the emotional aspect of it, the mental aspect of it? No, they don't. When you're in an abusive situation, the mental abuse is way worse than the physical abuse. When you're an abused victim, it is twisted thinking. You really are in your mind justifying and rationalizing all the reasons why you should stay.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Y'all may not speak out.
Let me ask you a question. Maybe you can explain
that
to
y'all. But when
well,
it comes
I don't
to me,
pay no attention. You're just another caller. But let me ask you a question. In the examples that I gave, who's crazy? The wife or the husband? And another thing, at what point in time do the public become psychotic?
That's harmful to both people. You have people that are addicted to drugs.
The situation that you gave, Pianchi, is they're both unstable and unhealthy.
They shouldn't have an intervention.
But it's up to them. It's what they're doing. There's nothing against the law.
It is
you got people
the
that go
you
climb up the side. You got
that
people that
what about
you got people that bungee. You got people
suicide.
That bungee cord
you
jump. You got
prevention.
People that go out and jump off the side of mountains and climb up the side of buildings. They do it because they want to do it.
So, like John pointed
is,
out,
but the thing is that we have to have
suicidal,
systems in
and they
place
don't want
to
you in their business. Should we
themselves.
Not stop them?
No, you don't have to have systems in place to prevent people from harming themselves. You have you got the Constitution of the United States, and they give people the right to do whatever they want to as long as they don't violate somebody else's
you know,
civil rights.
But also in terms of these employment contracts, in terms of employment contracts, you do have a type of moral clause in a lot of employment contracts. So if your employer catches you doing something that's immoral, that is the grounds for firing.
Some of those have been proven. Some of those have been judged to be unconstitutional. And another thing, we talk about what may be, but as
that's
I said again, you don't talk about what is obvious when a person says, "Leave me alone."
Yeah, but at the same time,
here we go with the butts again.
But if you go according to that logic, you know, you wouldn't have anybody involved in any kind of suicide prevention. And people involved in any kind of drug abuse counseling, because in those situations, people are in a lot of denial about what their habits are or in the types of behaviors
John,
that they're
people
engaged
to,
in.
For
and
drug,
they need some type of intervention to happen.
WSOM.
For drug
yeah,
intervention
have
to work, somebody has to agree to it.
I have ever a reasoning that I've ever thought. It's quite weird.
He went to counseling. Him and his wife both went to counseling together.
Oh, and that's another gift. Go to counseling.
Viva, something's wrong with you,
it's
baby.
Called, again, it's called the honeymoon period. I just...
It ain't nobody's business with theirs.
It is everybody's business. Domestic violence should be everybody's business. People should actually care and want to have compassion and get involved and speak
yeah.
out.
You know, also,
well, you don't get involved
with
the police when they be beating the hell out of somebody.
It's a financial decision why the wife stays and she can't afford to leave.
We have a good
that
time.
Was like serious. That break conversation was too much.
But I mean, we're talking with Dr. Brandy, and Dr. Brandy is a clinical counselor. She used to be the director at Turning Point Counseling, and they're one of our sponsors. And what happens is she comes in here once a month. Dr. Mason comes in here, and they talk about health and wellness. She deals with mental health, and we were talking about domestic violence. And we're talking about the difference, and I'm taking the opposite position because I think there are some things that we've gone too far into other people's businesses. And there's a line that you can cross, and you need to know where that line is because there are some people. During the break, I was talking to Dr. Brandy, and I was saying there are people that do some real freaky stuff.
There are.
They're freaky. They do some freaky. And we were talking about 50 Shades of Grey. And the movie's going to be coming out, I think, next year.
Valentine's
and
Day.
See what I'm saying? And they call it mommy porn.
Right.
And hold on, guys. Hold on. For those that don't know, because some people may not know. And there's some stuff in that. And I have not read the book. I'm single. I'm not going that far. I try to live a wholesome life. I've been living the wholesome life and a celibate life doing the 50 Shades of Grey because I ain't dead. So I'm sitting here and I'm freaking out going, whoa. And that's just the trailer. Because I think there's a torture room or there's something in there.
Mm-hmm. The red room of pain or something
right.
like that.
Right. And there are people who have torture rooms and red rooms and purple rooms. And the stuff that's in the room, and I was doing some research on this, and I'm going, wow, this is different. And then you look at, the people who do the asphyxia where they put the people's throat around, their hands around their throat, and they strangle the crap out of them for whatever reason. And then you got people who get hit with a brick. And, oh, come on now. If that's what you do. I don't agree with it. I think you're wacky. You need to go see a counselor because there's something wrong with your sexual activity. But since you're freaky, that's why James called them super freaks. That's the perfect definition.
You know, Tracy, like when you think about fetishes and the things that people do, when somebody comes in for help, if it's not causing significant impairment in your daily functioning, then it's probably not a mental or emotional disorder. It doesn't mean that it's quote-unquote within the normal range of behavior, but it doesn't mean it's a mental or emotional disorder.
That's a mental and emotional disorder. They got problems.
Says you.
You do
that's
know with that
say.
They typically sign contracts
no,
to enter into.
No, what I'm saying is from a more mature, because there are people that have a pattern, based upon their environment. Is that's what they've done, that's what they do, and that's what they've become accustomed to, and that's what they like.
All right, but also,
hold on one at a time, guys. Go ahead, Philadelphia.
Yeah, I wanted to say, if you go by that logic, if somebody wants to look at all types of child types of pornos over the internet in the privacy of their own home, and then if their employer finds out about it, but does the employer have the right to come back and say, well, the person was doing that type of activity on their own time and the person
yes.
wasn't harming anyone?
Yes.
So therefore...
Because that's against the law.
Because
that person has the right to keep their job?
No. See, the difference between when you're dealing with child pornography, the problem is you have a person who is not willing, who is not able to consent. They cannot. A child does not consent. So if you're taking pictures of a child, putting it on the internet, it is illegal to take nude pictures and the export of pictures of children.
But
and
in some
you
cases,
have a
these children do consent.
No. Those children do not. Those children are not.
A child cannot consent.
A child cannot consent. Anyone under, I think, the age of 16 cannot even consent to sex.
Right.
So that child, even so, if you have, if you're 16 or 18 and you have child, have sex with a child that's 14, that's still statutory rape, even if the young girl looks like she's 21 and she consented.
That's statutory rape. No, and I'm not sure. I would have to recheck the law for the age of consent in Ohio because I'm not sure if the age of consent is 16 or 18 now.
Okay,
and that may need changed. It may have changed. I'm not sure. But yes, a child, a person under the age of 18, cannot consent. When you tie that in with employment, most employers will ask if you have a criminal record or you have broken the law.
Correct.
That usually opens you up to being vulnerable to maintaining your employment or having something happen to you in terms of your employment. I mean, if you go murder somebody, you're going to probably...
And there's not a... But when I am 35, 25, 21, 30, 50, whatever I am, and I have the consent, and I am still in this, when does it come too much where we've gone too far into someone's personal life?
Well, according to
the diagnostic manual,
is when it's impairing your daily function.
But it's not impairing my daily function.
Then it's not a mental or emotional disorder. It's beyond the norm. It's outside of the norm. But we look at that. There's things that happen in other cultures that we in the westernized culture might look at as abnormal.
That's true.
Cultural tradition.
And that's
what
wrong.
What the heck is wrong with them, people? Well, that's not diagnosable. That's their culture.
That's weird, ain't it?
It's weird.
They do some stuff.
It's weird. It's not something I would do, but it's...
Private caller, your mic is on. Hold on, Pianchi. Hold on. Private caller, your mic is on. You call from a private number?
Okay. Yes.
Your mic is on. Floyd? 550, your mic is on.
Tracy Winbush, how are you?
Good morning. How are you? Long time
good.
No hear from.
Oh, I can just about repeat every show you had within the last month. But anyway, yeah, they kind of wearing this Ray Rice out. But just to get right to the point, we all have situations like that. I've done my share of pulling guys off of women in my 20s. I 100%. You know me. I don't believe in that, hitting women, stuff like that. To me, you're really less than a man. But like you say, you do have these aggressive type. I mean, I've had my windows broken out of cars and seats cut up, all that stuff. But just to the Ray Rice situation, I'm trying to get to this healing process. See, I think they go about these things the wrong way. You have people in the United States that's starving, Tracy. This man has the ability to make money. Why can't he just contribute a large sum of this money to those shelters? You have women who need shelters, women in certain situations. Why can't this money be contributed to these type of things? So
well, that would be a really smart PR move.
I said
that'd be a really smart PR move on his behalf. My hunch is that the NFL took the stand they took to avoid being attacked.
But let me say this. They actually...
Well, I understand,
He actually confessed to it in February.
Yeah, and they laid dormant.
And they gave him 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He confessed. He said, I hit her, and that's how she passed out. They did that. The problem is the video showed up, and there was a complaint about the marijuana versus the domestic violence.
Right.
And it's now coming into the snowball. So they've demoralized him. But my problem
is the speaking engagement.
She gave a watered down version of what happened. She backed him up. That's why it happened early on. The video came out. It was a lot more egregious than what he tried to do.
Okay, let me put it to you. If I have a dead body and I'm pulling it out of the elevator, and you send me to jail for life, then the video comes out 6 months later, and you find out that I actually shot her, you can't go back and say I'm going to get the death penalty. And that's what they've done.
No, that's not what they've done. What they've done was they basically...
No, that's what they did. What they did was they went back and reassessed because it was not an additional offense.
But he was never tried legally. He was never
charged.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
He was never charged. The police didn't charge him. They were both equally at fault.
Right, because they said they were both.
They were drunk.
What I'm saying.
Right.
But actually, they actually made him go into a... He went into a rehab
program.
Yeah. He did everything that they said that he had to do, he has had to do, and I think he's still continuing.
The video footage is alarming to see.
Because
to actually see a visual is alarming, and I imagine that's probably
heightened anxiety
around it. Absolutely.
Hold on, whoa, Pianchi, let me get this straight. Go ahead, Eric.
The only thing that's going to satisfy the people that want to crucify Ray Rice is for her to divorce him and take half his money, period.
And that's what I'm saying. Right now, she's not even doing that. She's got enough vested political influence right now. She can walk away with everything he's got.
No.
She doesn't.
Unless Maryland is a common law state, when it comes to divorce proceedings, it does not matter. They're looking at the time you've been married when it comes to the assets.
Diva, right now, for his future, she could walk away with everything he owns.
He doesn't have a future anymore. So you think?
No.
Okay.
It's not about his future. She doesn't have any children. Do they have children together?
Yes,
they have a child.
Little,
the only thing she can get is child support.
But
and
again,
the fact
child
that
support,
he lost his job.
But he lost his job, but he's still getting paid. Yeah, go ahead.
He'll have a future. Okay, the thing about it. Okay, the NFL
he's worth
probably
$25 million.
But the thing about it, you also have the Canadian Football League who would take him in a minute, okay? But he's not going to – he will have a future with the NFL, okay? Because this you go from February up until the day, each step the way this thing has been taken, okay? When he hit her, that was the worst thing in the world. I feel you even all what you all saying. She fell, okay? He could have picked her up on his back and carried her out. The way he took her out, people are against that. I mean, he – pulled her out. She was knocked out. If you try to pick up a person knocked out, people want to say you're a football player. He could have picked her up, threw her on the shoulder, and carried her out, okay? All that was wrong. We know this, okay? Now we're at a place where I can't even watch a good sports program where it's all dramatized, all on television. I just shake my head, okay?
It's dominated.
Well, the main reason why it's dramatized is because he's in a high-profile sport, and he's a very large man. And he struck a woman who was much smaller than him. And that's the reason why it's dramatized the way it is.
It's all theatrics. She ain't playing her part, so we got 2 weeks, so we're going to demonize her, too.
And
if he would have slapped her, I don't think this would have been that big of a deal. But at what point where a female, smaller female, hits you, you're not bleeding, she's not overly dramatic beating on you, and then you come back with a closed fist.
I don't know. I'm going to play this clip. I'm with Whoopi Goldberg. And I don't believe in men should. I don't think men should hit women. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that women should hit men. And I don't care how big he is. I mean, I as a woman have been mad enough to take a bat to a man's car, but smart enough to know not to do that. Because you know that he's going to wax his car every weekend, you have to have restraint to know that if you do that, it's going to cause a great physical altercation. You don't know how he's going to react. So, and you know he's bigger than you. You don't want to do that. And that's something that we as women need to learn. And everybody got mad at Stephen Smith when he said that, you know, you don't push a man past his point. And if you're involved with a certain man, most women know their men enough to know there's a line and you really don't want to go too far past.
You should have respect for the individual that you are dating or married to, but you should not have to walk on eggshells.
Correct.
So if you are married to somebody who's a trigger like that, that is not your responsibility to walk on eggshells around that person. That is that person's responsibility to learn to have proper emotional control.
But I have. But there are still when you're mad and you're arguing, you know, we say things, men say things, and then we as women, we become fierce. We just go lose our mind.
But an abuser, Tracy, as somebody who has an abusive personality, has an abusive personality. That's ingrained. There's a ticking time bomb. That's happening all the time. That's all oftentimes. It's a pattern that's within them. So that's very different than an isolated event, an isolated act of violence.
David, let me finish. But an isolated act of violence, no, because it's still violent.
It's still violent, but I don't want people to walk away from this who are being victimized to think that this is their fault or that they're doing something. They are victims.
Correct. But my question is, what happens to when an isolated event becomes Ray Rice?
When you're in a high-profile position and you and you engage in a behavior that's going to put you at risk of having a negative spotlight upon you, that's what's going to happen. And so that's exactly what's happened here. Just as if Barack Obama did something that was outside of the norm or violent, he's in a high-profile position. You put yourself at that risk, and you have to maintain yourself and have a higher level of emotional control than Joe Schmo on the street that nobody's going to care what they do.
And I agree. I agree with you. I agree wholeheartedly. I'm just saying domestic violence is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes when we see things and at this level, as bad as it is, no one sat back and said, was this a incident or was this a pattern?
Right, and that's a huge question, and something that frustrates me outside of just a mental illness is that with this situation, there is such an opportunity to advocate for victims of domestic violence and to give back. I think somebody mentioned, well, why doesn't he make a donation to this or a donation to that? Why don't we use this time to actually put the attention on something that really truly needs attention and matters? I mean, like I had said, there are less domestic violence shelters than animal shelters.
And
let's put our energy towards
that. So why is that?
Because it doesn't get attention.
So does everybody? So do we really care, or is this something that it's in the news? And so now we have this, you know, because there are women out there that need to get out.
There are women out there that need help. They need somewhere
absolutely.
To go. There's nowhere to go. There's no money
absolutely.
For them. There's
absolutely.
Nowhere for their kids to go. So they're stuck. They're trapped.
And then when we want to talk about, I got to take a break real quick. But when we talk about ISIS and ISIL and Islamic, and
mm-hmm.
there are women who are trapped in the United States in relationships who are of Islamic
right.
religion,
mm-hmm.
who women who are trapped and their children are trapped in their homes, and these men are very abusive,
right.
and they can't leave, and we don't care.
Well, Tracy, you don't think that Janae might be trapped
brutality.
Inside of her home?
What'd you say, Dina?
You don't think she's trapped? You don't think Janae might be trapped in her situation?
I'm not saying that she's not. I'm not saying that she is or she's not. But what I'm saying is, usually when a person is in a domestic violence situation, people that are close to them, people know something.
Sometimes not. It can be, I mean,
yeah.
people go to great
and
efforts to cover up their
no,
black
no,
eyes
no, no,
and their
no,
bruises.
No. Listen to what I'm saying.
Isolate themselves.
Listen to what I'm saying. Girlfriend, sister,
mm-hmm.
brother, mom, neighbor. People are very observant and nosy. They may not say anything. They may not call the police on them. But they know, because if it's nothing but him yanking her out of a car.
But do you know
because
that they're not as quick as the abuser? Do you know an abuser will isolate you? They are crafted. Their mind works in a different way. They will make every effort to break all of your social ties, to pull you away.
But someone would say that. Am I correct?
They would.
My best friend, who I talk to every day, all day long,
mm-hmm.
would find it really, really strange when I got with this man.
Doubled.
And all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
I no longer had time for him. And I no longer call him, and I haven't talked to him in years.
Okay, but then how much do people truly care about other people's lives?
I gotta
like, there's
about
another topic.
I'm Richard Davies. President Obama this morning, remembering the 9/11 attacks 13 years ago today, he spoke at a Pentagon ceremony.
Beginning tomorrow, there will be teenagers.
You know,
you
talking about
why
Obama,
so
I see where.
Yeah, well,
I
but
see where Obama. I see where Obama was denied access to a golf course.
Yeah, one of those rich golf courses, they denied him. They denied the King of Morocco access, too, to the same golf course. But the thing is this. If we follow Tracy's logic, we wouldn't have any kind of drug abuse counselors. We wouldn't have people to prevent people from committing suicide, because in those cases, people are going out and they're doing personalized behavior. They're not telling people what they're involved in. They're in a state of denial. But people have to have the gumption to say, look, we want to try to prevent you from harming yourself. When people are in domestic violence situations, they're in a state of denial. They're harming themselves. They need somebody who's a counselor who's going to go in and try to prevent the situation from happening.
I disagree with that. You say that this woman is trapped. Well, you remember the incident where these two ladies was held in this house for a number of years? That's what trapped is all about. But when you out in the public, you got a means to leave. Would you let me finish saying what I got to say? You are so disrespectful.
You can't, you don't cross-talk people. Seriously, did you not just cross-talk
Well, okay,
John?
So from now on, let me talk and I'll let you talk.
Well, then
no,
let
as
John
I was saying,
statement, then.
And
how
you
going to
tell me what I'm thinking about?
Because you
as
come
I was
up with
saying
these
before,
asinine analogies and comparisons.
Lady,
John,
listen
don't
here. I wish you, for now on, you don't say none to me and I don't say none to you, okay?
Oh, my God.
Now, let me
God,
finish talking
just,
to John.
Your thought and your logic
John,
is
now,
just so
what I was saying before, if a lady, in the case of these, they out in the public, they got an option to leave whenever they get ready to. They can be afforded the protection that they need. You have restraining orders in the, from the courts and so on and so on and so on.
But
John,
also, in a lot of those situations, the women stay because they have a financial incentive to stay. And what people do in the public eye is completely different from what happens in private. So therefore, that man could be beating the hell out of her in private, but any time they're in public, they're able to give the public a certain kind of perception of what they're about. But if she's in a situation where you have that kind of violence occurring in private, that's going to be harmful to her in the long run, and you have to deal with her the same way a person would deal, the same way like if he would deal with a drug addict or somebody who was attempting suicide.
The thing is that you got to come to the public to admit that something is wrong. So
yeah.
If a person don't come to the public to admit there's something wrong, then maybe the public should consider there's nothing wrong or nothing that they disapprove of. People have privacy.
But if people have the
of the United States Constitution afford you to that privacy.
But the whole thing is this. If people have the photographic evidence of what happened, so therefore they can take action and say, look, that was undue force that man used. He was very violent towards this individual. There's something wrong in terms of that relationship. People can,
but did not the police department do just that, and they said there was nothing going on there?
So what are we going to do?
Would think if that there's not anything going on there. There's definitely something
listen,
going
John,
on there.
If the police department doesn't say it the way you want to, then you go to another police department.
Based upon what she did was completely
John,
I mean, that happened
not,
to be something that was unbalanced. Yeah.
Would you not say the police department mishandle domestic violence cases all the time?
Yeah. I would say that does happen because the police don't want to be involved in people's personal business. The only time they really handle the situation properly is if the wife goes to family court and she files, like some type of PSA to have the husband stay away, and then if she ends up, taking the matter, like in terms of if she tries to say it was a simple assault or she files charges, that's the only time that the whole case would go through the system the way it's supposed to. But in a lot of these situations, people are in states of denial. You have to deal with them the same way that you would deal with a drug addict.
So
you
saying
the
that
same
the police
way you would deal with somebody
denial.
Who's attempting suicide?
Well, that's granted. But did the police say that? What did the police? Are the police in the police department has stated and they got a video there? The NFL
the
had a video back in April also.
Fall.
So what I'm saying
not,
here, and I'm through with this. The lady says, "Stay out of their business. I'm done with it."
I'm sorry. How can you look at that videotape and see that he was justly charged with simple assault? That's not simple assault. That's aggravated battery.
Yeah. Right. Aggravated battery because he used
a spitting
on fist
somebody
and he knocked her out unconscious.
Aggravated battery also.
Unconscious,
so who
yeah.
She spit on, who says she spit
it's
on
It's right
him?
There in the video. And it's
well,
and
look,
she said she did.
Look at me. From what I saw, look, when before she backhanded him, it looked like he either jumped
she
at her
she said she
or he
spit on him.
On her.
So she don't know what she done?
I didn't hear her say she spit on him. I don't hear that.
Read,
I didn't hear them
read
really
the stories.
But even if she did spit on him, she didn't hit him with the same force that he ended up hitting her with. That's the whole thing. It was undue
physical
violence.
So let me ask you this, John.
But him being charged
with
simple assault.
Let me ask you a question, John. When a police officer used deadly force, is it deadly force when they punch you or when they shoot you?
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, basically, a police officer can use deadly force if they take their baton and they hit you with it in the head, that's deadly force. Or if they hit you somewhere in the body where it can stop your heart or it can cause brain damage, that's deadly force.
So this man could have, when she was down, he could have continued to stomp her because
yeah.
we had seen the police shoot a person one time, they go down, and they continue to shoot him.
Right.
So because
so he could have
force,
so,
but the,
so you
said
that
the whole
he
thing
used,
is this.
You said that he
but
used
the thing
too much
is this.
Force. He
that's an aggravated felony assault because of the fact that he hit her with because he used physical violence that
and
was
and that's aggravated battery.
That
but aggravated battery also includes when you spit on somebody.
But no,
but
no,
not,
no.
With,
actually,
assault.
If you spit on somebody, most most courts consider that to be simple assault.
Right.
If you spit on somebody,
no, it's
that's
aggravated
assault.
It's aggravated assault.
It's not
but when
aggravated.
You,
according
no.
to the law, there are certain circumstances that will make a charge simple, aggravated.
Here in Missouri, here
it,
in Missouri,
higher.
In St. Louis area, we had some kids on a school bus.
No,
listen, we had
if you spit on a police
bus,
officer, that's aggravated
wash.
Assault. If you
let
spit on a cop, that's aggravated assault.
Let me give you an example. We had a school bus. We had a car
duty.
Pull up side
because
of a school bus, John. John, we had a car pull up alongside of a school bus. The black kids threw out a bottle of white out on the hood of the car. The white driver got mad, got on, pulled in front of the school bus, got on, and he went down the aisle spitting on the students.
Well,
okay,
if
what
he was spitting on
with?
The students. It depends on the age of the student. He could be charged with a felony assault if he's spitting on minors. But the thing is,
right.
if you're dealing with two adults and one
the
spits on another one.
The story is on
one,
the Internet.
In,
he wasn't
in
charged,
most criminal courts,
he
that's
was
considered
charged
to be a simple assault.
But anyway, I go like this lady. Stay out of our business. Because as I said before, I have known at least one, and I had to call somebody that they knew of me ever. Well, the husband and wife used to do that shit all the time. And it
yeah.
lasts for a long time.
But the whole thing with domestic violence is this. A lot of times the women are tied to the man because she can't afford to leave. She's got children involved.
I'm holding Dr. Brandy hostage. She's got to stay for a while. So this is a good conversation. And you're listening again to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 9 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock here on the 11th of September. Today is 9/11, and that is ingrained in our minds based upon what happened in 2001 when the World Trade Towers went down and when we saw the Pentagon get hit and we all saw the plane going down in Pennsylvania that was headed towards the White House. And it puts us into a situation where it puts you, makes you mindful of it. And so tomorrow we will talk about the president's speech that happened last night. We'll get the information. We'll do all that. See what you have to say. But today we're talking about domestic violence with Dr. Brandy. We had Dr. Mason on earlier, and he was talking about immune health, making sure that you're living healthy, you're living wealthy. You want to take care of your spine. You want to have good supplements. You want to pay attention to what you're ingesting and what you're doing. Because if you don't do it, if you don't have a healthy body, what good is anything else that you do, especially as we age? And it's just true. You want to drink water. You want to have a good quality of life. And anybody will tell you, and we tend to fake stuff. And we were talking about domestic violence and faking things. We act like we're happy. But when you have grandchildren and you can't play with them because of your illnesses or because of your weight or because of your mental issues, you have a problem. And as I put inside of the description, what good is having having a mind and it not being at peace, and you being depressed all the time, you can't enjoy life. And so, you know, I'm taking on this Ray Rice spin with he and his wife, because, you know, people have the right to choose what they do, and there's a line that you cannot cross, and there's a line that you should go after people who are doing things. And during the break, Brandy and I, we were talking about I asked her about money, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of men who control their women. Buy money, and she was saying manipulation. I'm like, she works and he works, but she's not allowed to spend any money at all.
Mm-hmm. Right, money is power, right? We've had, we've always, you know, heard that phrase. But if somebody is holding something over you and manipulating you with it, then that's when you're losing power. You're being victimized, and so there's financial abuse that occurs, you know, and there is no where's your physical mark to show that. And I can't diagnose that. That's not a diagnosis, but certainly it's somebody being victimized. Say, you can't buy what you want, you can't have access to our bank account, you can't know our bills, et cetera. That's abuse.
I talked to someone recently, and they said that they knew of someone. They said, I would have rather for him to have beat me. Because at least that would heal.
It would, yeah.
But the mental abuse that I received, it's been X amount of years, and I'm still not past it.
The mental and emotional abuse that, again, is just like financial abuse, not visible, is the one that has the lasting effects. Yeah, physical abuse, I mean, of course, there are people who have had their bodies destroyed from being beaten.
That's true.
There are.
That's true.
But for many, it's the underlying, it's what you can't see that's happening. And to break out of those messages and those patterns of, you know, you're worthless, you're no good, you're a piece of shit, you've been hearing all this stuff for years, how do you stop yourself from internalizing that? You start to believe that about yourself.
And you believe that. And they keep you locked there. They keep you there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of, you can't say bad words on the radio.
Oh, crap.
But it
is
really,
that a bad word?
SH.
Is it bad?
Well, it's not. Actually, you can use it in Scrabble, but yeah, that's a bad word.
Oh, man. Are we getting fined?
No, don't tell anybody. and if I let you say it, then I have to let Jeff and everybody else, you can't say bad words. They say bad words.
That's my dad, you know, hears messages. Our whole life has said, don't swear. Your educated people don't need to swear. You're smart enough to come up with a better word.
Yeah, crap.
So now I've been guilted.
Yes.
Like, so poop sounds better.
Yeah,
you're right.
Oh, poop. But I'm just saying, we are, you know, I have a problem with this situation because no one knew anything else.
Yeah.
And so since no one knew anything else, and because if we had done this conversation as we did, then, but to cash it back up later,
mm-hmm.
it brings me problems, because even if he was abusing her, he'd gone to counseling and she decided to stay and they'll work things out.
Well, at what
the
point
stress.
Does somebody get to move on? Like,
right.
If truly you've gone through your treatment program and you are trying to turn your life around, then I could see that perspective of are we preventing Ray from moving forward or others? You know, you've gone through your drug addiction treatment program. You're no longer using. Like, at what point do you get to walk away from that label
right.
and move on?
It's just like with Rihanna and Chris mm-hmm. Brown. The difference was she actually went out and took photos and pressed charges.
She did.
That was serious. And she was beat back really, really bad. But what I'm saying is, at least there was more to it. We have no idea before, during, after. We only speculate everything. And here we are in the beginning of football season, when this happened in last football season, having the same conversation. And if we want to do anything about domestic violence, if anybody really cares, then we would have been educating all the way through the process, because we know the highest day for domestic violence is the Super Bowl night.
Right, so why isn't there an awareness campaign? Like, we do the Pink for Breast Cancer. Like, that would be a great positive effort that the NFL could make, you know,
correct.
Incorporating some type of domestic violence
correct.
Awareness.
And,
well,
and really getting to the meat of this. Hold on, Diva. Hold on. Hold on, Diva. Didn't I say hold on? You hear me. Go ahead, Pianki.
You know, I would be willing to put up $5,000 for this lady to go to a private island with cameras and video recording equipment, and then let the interview. Now you are thousands of miles from any potential harm. What happened? And if she said, would you please stay out of my business, you still got those out there that would say that something is wrong with her mind. Now, my question is this. At what point in time do we look at these people who speculate and continue to put these innuendos out there based on their own experiences? Because for every experience that you have, there's those who have counter experiences opposite to yours. When do we look at their minds? Thank you very much.
But
ahead,
also,
Eric,
you know,
No, go ahead, Eric.
I mean, and who's to say that they are actively talking to the domestic violence counselors and they're being advised to ask the media to stay out of it? That's what I think.
They did.
On.
He was ordered into counseling. They both were. They went back in February.
Mm-hmm.
this just
the problem
came up because
I have
of,
with all
because
this
of video. Hold on, Diva. This happened because a video showed up, and the video and the guy who's smoking pot.
You know they're in counseling. Leave them alone.
But we don't want to leave them alone. Let's make good news. We've done 2 hours on this. This is a good show. No, we can't leave it alone. And that's the problem. Because if we really cared, we would do something outside of an event to create more awareness and to change things. That's the point.
They
got fluffed now. I mean, you got to understand, women were getting beat until OJ showed up with Nicole. Then all of a sudden, they found that they had a problem. Hello?
Yeah, I mean, who gives the public the right to sit there and watch their counseling and their therapy and decide whether that is just or not?
TV. Hold on. Diva, go ahead, and I've got to bring 440 in.
Well, the problem I have with all this afterwards is, I'm sorry, when you're around domestic violence, when you've been in it, you see the signs. After all this has been said and done, not once, I have a problem with how he handled the situation after he knocked her out. That says a lot, the fact that he waited till they got on the elevator to even approach her or hit her back after she hit him outside the elevator. That showed me something else.
No, she hit him
else.
In the elevator, Diva. Outside the elevator,
she backhanded him.
But,
and he didn't bother to do anything until those
Diva,
elevator doors closed. That lets me know that.
Diva, she charged him in the elevator. It's on tape. You can see it. She charged him, and she spit on him.
Tracy,
don't
outside the
Tracy.
Elevator.
Go ahead, 440.
When they were walking
to
the elevator.
He hit her then. She hit him then, and then she attacked him again in the elevator because they didn't pay attention that there were cameras in the elevator. So they were going to go at it. He hit her too hard. She fell down, and he drug her out. That's how it works. That's the whole sequence. Go ahead, 440.
I agree with Eva. This happened before with him. It just escalated, and he'll do it again.
How do you know that?
I promise you. That's. I'm telling you. You'll say, call you
how
back,
do you know
and
that?
I'll tell you. But you know
how
what?
How do you know?
I wonder if she has suffered post-concussion syndrome, too. He whacked her.
Yeah, she married him.
Yeah, because she's not in the right
hard.
Mind.
I didn't even let finish my point.
I agree
you
with,
just
I know, but you were giving
me
bad,
and
you were giving bad information out.
No, I was not. I saw the video myself, and I was going to a point, and you just walked over what I was saying and
I know, because
me.
You were giving bad information out. He
if you watch
him.
The video, she hit him first before they got into the elevator.
And
my
she hit him again
was,
in the elevator, Diva. The second video shows where she charged him in the elevator.
That's not
that
the point I'm making. If you would
and
stop
was,
muting me and stop talking over me, you would
because,
let me get to the point I'm making.
You
point
are
is,
giving
Tracy,
bad information
he waited,
out.
He waited until they got on the elevator to even hit her again. She walked right past him, backhanded him. He didn't do anything at that point. He even when the elevator was still open, he didn't.
That's what I said. You're giving out bad information. I've watched the video several times, slowed it down, and then found one in high definition.
I agree with
she
you,
hit,
Tracy.
She hit him
whatever.
Twice.
I'm not even talking about the hits. That's not even a point I'm making. The point that I was
then
making
the
was
point.
The fact that the point was, the fact is, it seems like he won't do in public what he does in private. That was the first point I was getting at. The second point was when he made his statement, not one time did he apologize for his actions. Not once
yes,
did he say,
did.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
no,
did.
When he came out with his statement.
What, he didn't apologize
yes,
to you?
Yes, he did. And it wasn't, and it's not the man. That's like Tiger Woods.
I'm
who
inside her.
I mean, hold on. Listen, Tiger Woods' girlfriend, his wife, she attacked him with a golf club. I don't blame her. But, you know, she attacked him with a golf club. Didn't she hurt his foot? He came running out the house? And I don't blame her. And no one said anything about domestic violence when she went out there with a golf club at that escalator. I'm with her. But, because she really wanted to connect. I can feel that. But, he had no apologizing to me because he cheated on her, not me.
No, he apologized. Now, once in his statement, he apologized to his wife and said, I'm sorry to my wife for, one, putting her in this predicament, that I'm sorry that this is upended her life and my life. I'm sorry that I even went that far in my actions. That is
what?
Very telling.
Who
he,
is,
not,
listen,
he has not been contrite about
why,
what
why,
he's done.
Why,
he's
why,
not
why,
been
why,
apologetic
why,
about
to the public.
He's not married
it
to you.
It doesn't matter. It shows. Okay, you know what, Tracy? You can say.
Why does he have to apologize to me? He didn't hit me. He's not my daughter.
You're right, Tracy. I was expecting no apologies from Tiger Woods.
But the reason why the public has to be involved, because if we go back to our psychology courses in college, what is considered to be normal in behavior is what is dictated by society. So therefore, society considers domestic violence not to be a normal behavior. So therefore, if we see domestic violence on a video, you know, it's on the onus of society to have some type of reaction to it, even though it happens to be a private matter, because that's not considered to be a normal type of relationship in society.
And so we should worry about who people go to bed with.
Pianki, hold on. Is that right? Is that correct?
I mean, he makes a great point in that when we look at what we're diagnosing, we are looking at what's outside of the normal and what's not culturally acceptable, paired with does it impact your daily functioning.
Okay.
Those are definitely things that we're looking at. Domestic violence falls out of what we might say is an appropriate way to interact with somebody. But there's also a lot behind domestic violence in terms of the manipulation, the aggression, the neurological and hormonal imbalances that are there as well. I mean, there's so much more to it. Paired with, you know, we can't tell society how much they should or should not get involved. Those are values and morals. And in today's society, it doesn't really seem like we have a good grasp on that. I mean, it used to be mind your business, what happens in your house stays in your house. Now it's everybody's business, everything's everybody's business. I mean, we're all over the board.
So when I do something, if I do it, if I'm a public figure and I'm elected to office,
mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton, I don't remember him ever apologizing.
Right.
Does anybody ever remember him apologizing? I just want to check.
I do. Yeah, he did.
What did he say?
He apologized for what they perceived was a lie. He apologized for his wife for embarrassing her. He apologized for his actions in the Oval Office.
I don't remember that one.
Even Tiger Woods, after he got knocked out with the golf club, apologized to his wife. And he wasn't even the one really in the wrong, even though he cheated on her with multiple women, but he still apologized.
But he had no business apologizing.
Kobe Bryant apologized to his wife and his fans. Ray,
hey, listen, why in the world would you apologize to me? You play golf.
The reason why he apologized to you, because you're the fan, you're the one that's watching him play his sport, and you're probably supporting him in an indirect way by you watching television, watching him play golf. So that's the reason why he apologized to you.
Why? But that's what I'm saying. Why are we apologizing? That's not a good behavior.
We look at their character. I mean, we assume, I would think one would assume that Tiger Woods, you're this pro golf player. We would think that your character, that you would make good choices. Ray Rice, you're a football player. We might assume your character. Bill Clinton, you were the president of the United States. All of them acted outside of what we might perceive as good character.
Will Chamberlain wrote a book back, I guess, maybe 30 years ago, 25 years ago, and he says, I slept with 10,000 women.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't apologize. He bragged on it.
Why?
He didn't apologize. Why would he apologize for 10,000? I mean, Magic Johnson.
He was saying that as part of his autobiography. He was saying that was his lifestyle.
Magic Johnson was, you know, got AIDS from promiscuous living. He was getting ready to get married to Cookie. He didn't apologize to the American people.
Yes, he did. He did not apologize for his promiscuity.
He apologized. He talked about his AIDS and his contracting and how he got it, but he did not talk. He did not apologize for him screwing everything that was walking. Baby, I was there. Don't trip. And know him and the situation. He did not apologize for sleeping around. So the question is, why are we apologizing to the American people for personal decisions that I make? Local call, your mic is on.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think what I'm listening to is what she's saying about we keep assuming. You know, there's a phrase when you assume. And we shouldn't assume that somebody's this, that, and the other when they're human beings just like the rest of us. I disagree. I mean, I could speak for someone. I was married to someone for 20 years, and I was in an abusive relationship where we were fighting with each other. And my wife, she was putting her hands on me. And one day I put my hands on her, and I didn't punch her, but I did slap her. And I mean, it's the worst thing I ever did. But she came at me when I was angry. I weighed 250. She weighed more than me. But she was always putting her hands on me. And one day she came at me, and I did slap her with the back. I slapped her with my hand. It hurts me to my heart even this day that I've done it. And, you know, but, and I apologize, but, I mean, it's upsetting even just to talk about it. But when something happens, I mean, I've been through it on both sides. So I know what the person is going through. And I think, and Diva says that she slapped him, and she didn't rush out. She hit him as she was walking away from him to the elevator, and he followed her in there. When you give somebody a penalty, you just can't come back later, and then you want to, when the heat gets on you, now you want to go back to that person and now put more heat on them. I think that's what's wrong. You know, I'm not happy. I was brought up, my father brought me up teaching me not to hit a woman, period. And I have four sisters, and I have a sister that was in an abusive relationship where I had to go over there and get her boyfriend off of her to the point where he pulled a gun out on her. And then the next week, she back over his house again. But I told her after that, I say, I come over there, I take you out of the house. He pulls a gun on me, which I didn't think he was going to shoot me. I've been knowing him since we was kids. But I took him out, but I took her home, and 2 weeks later, she's back over. And I explained to her, hey, if you go back over there, don't call me to come over there to get killed.
Oh, wow. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. 438, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy.
Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. That's the whole program. I'm sorry, Diva. That's the whole thing we're all telling you. When you're the thing I'm listening from Diva is, so she hit him and she justified that. Okay, she hits him. Who cares that she hits him? The only thing that cares is that he hit her back. I'm sorry. Nobody's focusing on she hit him too. Nobody's focusing on she acted a certain way too. If it would have been like we would have saw the video, the girl did nothing, talked to the guy, and out of nowhere the guy is swinging at her, we would have another conversation. Oh, see, man, this guy is crazy. Do whatever you got to do. But nobody's talking about the other way, and everybody's acting like, oh, too bad the girl slapped him and everything. It's okay. Too bad. Everybody's acting like, oh, the guy is bigger than her, so it just justifies a woman of doing it.
Right.
And I'm tired of it.
It's very disingenuous with the women. It gives them basically
a permit to do anything that they want, because I've heard from Diva, and she's not the only woman to say the guy is bigger than her. And I'm like, so what? What does it have to do?
Like
if somebody does something wrong, he does something wrong. If a woman slaps a man, everybody should be saying to that woman, you don't do that. If you
well,
do
man
that,
has
you can
to come back and punch her and knock her out.
But nobody concentrated on she slapped him. How come you're not mad about that, Diva? How come you're not saying, wait a minute,
look at the fact that she slapped him.
I don't care about the fact. How come you're not mad about that?
I'm sorry.
All of us, let's make it very clear.
But I'm sorry, I can't get past a man because a woman hit you. She didn't draw blood. She did not.
So if a woman doesn't get me blood, that means that it's okay that she slapped me?
No, if you slap her back, that's one thing.
So wait. You're saying to me that if a woman doesn't get me blood, a woman has to get me blood.
Ellie,
so
if she slaps him,
you're going to
slap her back. I promise you, if she slaps you and you slap her back, I won't get mad. I won't say anything. I won't tell why you hit her.
That was unnecessary.
When you
come
and use a closed fist.
Hey, Stanley, that's why Marissa Alexander is doing.
That's
why Marissa Alexander is 60 years right now.
You said that if a woman slapped me and it doesn't bring you blood, we shouldn't talk about it. I'm sorry. We should talk about it.
Going for 16 years.
I mean, she fired a gun into the ceiling. That's a different
situation. And what Rice's wife done, if she had done that in the streets of Florida, somebody could pull the gun out and shot her.
If somebody had shot her for that, that would have been wrong.
John, let's make it very, very clear.
Yeah, you know, the law doesn't say it's okay.
You know, the only time you pull out a weapon is if you think your life is threatened.
You slap her back.
If
you go to court and you tell the judge, somebody spit on me and I pulled out my gun and I shot him,
you need to use facts, man.
The judge is going to put you in jail.
That is not true. In Florida, if you think somebody is going to
use unnecessary force,
John, why don't you go research the law, man? The law in Florida says if you think somebody's going to cause permanent misfigurement, that can be a scratch. You have a right to pull your gun out and shoot him.
Well, you know,
it's reasonable.
But normally, in most criminal courts, if somebody punches you and you pull out a gun and you shoot the person,
even in Florida,
and you don't believe that your life is in danger,
you're not going to stand your ground.
Then it's probably going to cause you to have to go to jail.
Because but Trayvon Martin case and how they came about looking at it was Zimmerman had
bruises
on his head.
That was that stand your ground Florida statute that needs to be overturned.
Because that stand your ground law
is giving people the excuse to shoot people in the street for no reason, for simple fights. And what's happening is people who are involved
right
in gang activity
fight somebody,
are using
then
the
you
stand your ground
right
law
to
try to get out of homicide cases. You know,
that's why the law itself is starting to backfire.
Because you have gang members that are using it in court as a part of their defense to try to get out of homicide cases. They're saying, well, the guy had a knife and I had a gun, and even though the guy...
Well, the police allowed to use deadly force when a person have a knife.
But what I'm saying is they're saying that even if the guy wasn't coming at him, the guy might have been standing on the corner. He was another gang member. He had a weapon on him, and I felt my life was threatened, so therefore I took my gun and I shot him. And they can't even prove that it was a physical fight involved.
Well, if I see somebody drawing a weapon and they looking at me, I'm pulling mine out and I'm going to blast them because I think that my life is – I'm scared.
But you have to prove in criminal court. You have to prove in criminal court.
My proof is that they got the gun.
You have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that your life was in danger.
They got a gun, John.
Don't guns kill people?
What I'm saying is the stand your ground law is starting to backfire because you have people that are known criminals that are starting to use it as part of their criminal defense. Down in Florida, that's the reason why criminals need to be overturned.
First place, criminals shouldn't have guns any damn way. So if a gang member who's a criminal has got a gun, talking about he's using it for self defense, well, he's in the wrong again because he's got a gun.
945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Basically said no man should ever hit a woman, but a woman should learn how to avoid provoking a man's anger. Now, some people are outraged, and let me just point out that the comment that he made is based on what the young lady said she did. Let me just make that clear to y'all. Yeah. She said, I hit him, and I believe that's what Stephen is pointing at.
No,
I just wanted to say
for a man hitting a woman unless his life is in jeopardy.
No, I'm sorry.
He knocked her out.
I'm sorry. If you hit somebody, you cannot be sure you are not going to get hit by an adult. Because,
Oh, yes, baby.
Listen, if you're a little boy, I'm sorry. If you're a little boy and you grow up with a little sister, says, no, you can never hit her. And she's like this, and she's hitting you all the time. You say, mommy, mommy. She like, well, you know what? I'm sorry. If you hit her, if, no. You have to teach women. You have to teach women. Do not put your hands on anybody. Do not, let me just finish my point. Because I know I'm going to catch a lot of hell, and I don't care. But you have to teach women. Do not live with this idea that men have the chivalry thing still with them.
Right.
Don't assume that that's still in place.
Right. You know,
so don't be surprised if you hit a man and he hits you back. You don't hit
him.
Listen, I'm sorry. You hit somebody, they hit you back.
Okay,
don't be surprised.
When it comes to physical strength, they're not equal. When it comes to physical strength, they're not equal. You know what? Then teach.
Hit the man. If you're concerned. Listen, you men have already been taught.
There's no circumstance to hit a girl unless your life is in danger. I've tried a lot of domestic violence cases. Men cannot hit women. Period.
Then you have to teach the women not to put their hands up on anybody.
That's blame the victim, though.
Oh my God, that is not blame the victim. I just said don't anybody hit anybody. Don't hit anybody. But if you make the choice as a woman who's 4'3" and you decide to hit a guy who's 6 foot tall and you're the last thing he wants to deal with that day and he hits you back, you cannot be surprised.
And
let's not hit
him
anyone.
In the jail.
Because I have nieces and I have Jeffrey, and I always teach Jeffrey, the answer always, Jeffrey, is you always walk away, always walk away, because as your future, it will be... What I do teach my nieces, and I have my niece in my dressing room right now, is, baby, you don't put your hands in a man's face. Don't talk to him respectfully. And if he, I teach my niece, don't you create a situation. But if he does, if he does put his hands on you, baby, you love yourself enough, sweetheart. You walk away
because
it will not change.
Yeah.
If he puts his hand on you one time,
hey, we're back, and you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. And I think that's what Stanley's saying. You know, we get into this thing that I hit you, and I can jump on you, and I can do what I choose, but you can't hit me back. And I will say this. I think some of this has come from the old movies, because you would see a woman slap a man, and then he would slap her back. And it was, you know, you got to understand, it was cool at one time to slap people. They did it all over the movies and stuff. But that's not cool anymore. And the problem is, there is a place inside of a relationship that women and men need to know not to cross. Because I was talking to Dr. Brandy during the break. There are men who are abused by they're small women who are abusing men, and they're not saying anything, because what they're going to do? Call 911 and say she hit me?
Exactly. Ray Rice is 5'8", 205 pounds. I just put a link in your chat room where his wife is just as tall as him
She's a big girl. She's not a small girl.
So somebody said
girl.
He weighed 250. They don't know running backs weigh no 250 pounds.
She doesn't have the muscle.
How we know what kind of strength
she
got?
He's a professional athlete who is probably much more physically stronger than she is. That's the thing.
John,
I tell you guys this. I wouldn't want Layla Ali to hit me. Go ahead, South Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning, Tracy. I've been listening to it all, and I agree with Whoopi Goldberg 100%. I have four older sisters, okay? And up until a certain point, they used to hit me all the time. But, you know, my mom taught me don't hit a woman, but she also taught me not let a woman beat you up or hit you, because she told me a long time ago, a woman can hurt a man, damage a man for life, and you need to protect yourself.
That is true.
So women, if a woman, I'm sorry, but if I'm trying to get away from her and so on and so forth, and she cold-cocks me, I can't honestly say what my reaction is going to be.
And actually, I said this earlier. You know, I said this when Stephen Smith got when he was suspended for making that comment. And, again, going to political pressure. It was the truth. I was always taught there was a point that you do not get in a man's face. You need to know your limitations, and you need to step back. Just like we tell young boys, you need to go for a walk. But there is a line in the sand that you can cross where he will hit you.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, Eric.
I mean, here's the thing about that video that got, I mean, the clip you played that got me.
Yeah.
The woman in the background kept saying, you're blaming the victim, you're blaming the victim. Well, at what point was she a victim? Was she a victim when she spit at him and slapped him? Or, I mean, it'd be different if she's sitting at the table eating a salad, he walks up and cold cocks her, then, yeah, he had no right to do that. Or he had no right to hit her in the elevator. But I'm just saying, at what point was she the victim?
She's exactly. the victim when he cold cocked and she got knocked out.
Exactly. So let's say that if she would have hit him and tried to knock him out, would he have been the victim suddenly?
I have a question for you guys, and I'm going to pull up some calls. But let's go back to Jay-Z and Solange.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
You saw her wail on him, and you have yet to hear anybody talk about domestic violence against Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. Because Jay-Z had
well.
A big bodyguard that was right there in the elevator with him.
I don't
and
care.
She was
and,
having
no, and nobody said a word. You have yet to hear any domestic violence groups jump out and say anything. And I have to say, Jay-Z did a very, very good job of keeping composure, and no one said anything. But still, no one said anything about her wail, because she was wailing on him like he stole something.
But also, Jay-Z had a whole lot of witnesses in the elevator. He had a big bodyguard that was standing right there.
That ain't got nothing to do. You don't know. That's what I'm saying, Diva. You don't know the difference. Jay-Z might be the one who's being abused. Hold on. Jay-Z might be getting abused by both Beyonce and Solange because what? Nobody doing nothing about her wailing on him. They didn't even pull her off, I don't think. You follow me? That's
and Tracy, suppose
think.
She had to charge him and the bodyguard smacked her and knocked her out.
That's what I'm saying. That's
I'm
what
sure
I'm saying.
That's a life lesson in how not to ruin your career and handle
yourself.
You missed
the point. No, you missed the point. The
point
is, if you're going to hit somebody, if we really care about what's going on, why hasn't anybody said anything about Solange whipping on Jay-Z?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was at it all the ridicule.
You ain't said, and hold on. We talked about this. You ain't said nothing about domestic violence. Oh, they
because it wasn't domestic violence.
She scratched the crap out of him.
It wasn't domestic violence. It was incident. You can clearly tell that that was an incident.
You don't know the difference.
And the only reason, Tracy, the only reason we're now talking about that is because Jay-Z was a man. If it would have been reversed and it would have been a brother would have swing on that girl,
oh,
you would have heard the whole world say something.
But it's been like that since. But it's been like that from.
And it's about time. It's about time we change it because we live in a society that has equality. Women are as equal as men. So if you're equal
name,
as men,
really
if we're going to talk about one way, go ahead.
Go ahead, Eric. Go ahead. Can you finish your point? Because everybody was talking on top of you.
Okay,
and
if we're
going to
talk it, one way, we've got to talk it the other way. You can't have it just one way and act. I'm sick or tired of us always talking one way with men and saying men are bad, men are this, men. But when we come to women who does violence, we don't talk shit about it. We don't talk nothing about that at all. We talked about Jay-Z, but listen,
but again, we never classified it as domestic violence.
Nobody said that.
We didn't talk about domestic violence because, remember, it was a joke because she was wailing on him. But I promise you, if he had come back and wailed on her, then it would have been a whole other conversation. That's the issue. And we still don't know what happened in that situation, but there was no outcry. You ain't hear nobody say nothing about she shouldn't have been hitting him, domestic violence, go after him. And as a matter of fact, that's my understanding, he got beat up. She might have hit him and it was, you know, you think it's a peck, but a slap and a punch and a wail on your face is a slap, a punch, and a wail on your face. male and woman. Because skin is skin. Hold on, guys. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey. I couldn't believe that my girl on The View came out like that, but I'm with her 1,000%. Nobody's paying attention to anything except one thing, what they want to say about this and how it is. This is a huge, on the men's part, primarily jealousy, because the man makes so much money playing a game. And then on the women, they're being emotional about this because they saw one of their sisters get soft, and they don't care why. They're just judging him and acting like he did this before. You don't know that. Shut up. And the thing is that's the problem. If you get other people coming forward, then you start saying that. But you don't have that. Just shut up. Let the thing work out. He's going to get paid because this was wrong. He was wrong in what he did. No doubt about it. Absolutely. But this is jealousy and emotion to the hilt as political correctness on the part of the NFL, and they're going to pay for their political correctness this time.
Thank you.
Local call, your mic is on. Whoa. Local call, your mic is on. Hello? All right. Hold on. Go ahead, Alabama. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on? I honestly feel like this whole situation, like Stanley just said, I feel like women get away with murder. If they cut a man's penis off, people laugh. And it's getting to the point. I would rather us go back to chivalry. I really would. I would rather see that. But if women want to be beating the chest like they men, jumping up in men's faces, there's a video with Kay Michelle that you can't even play. But this guy asked her a question, and she's talking about when she sees somebody, she's going to whoop them. She's going to whoop them. She's going to do this. She's going to do that. And I'm just saying, I mean, these women need to understand that there are repercussions for your actions. Women don't understand that. Women are talk trash not knowing that. That's why you don't see men just fall the handle as quick, because they're okay, maybe I might have to finish this. And women a lot of times don't get the same discipline as men when they do stuff, so they're running rampant out here like a dog off a chain.
Let me also say this in the situation that's going on. We're not paying attention to they've politicized this in such a way. But there's a lesson in it, because if you listen to Whoopi Goldberg, this conversation with Whoopi and the people on and the girls on The View, they said, well, she's not equal with him. But you have to understand, women can't be equal when we want to be equal and be frail when we want to be frail. And I think I said this yesterday. We need to choose which one we're going to be and how we're going to be it. And therein lies the problem. Because, see, we want to be a girl when we want to be a girl, but we want to be treated like a man when we want to be treated like a man. And you can't do both.
Tracy, I think it's very disingenuous, because it's almost like saying that, look, women are unstable and emotional creatures, so we need to just let them do whatever they want, be it slap people, spit on them, whatever.
And you know,
spitting on a person is really kind of, yeah, well, hold on, Pianchi. Spitting on a person is really, it can send you to places. Depending on how bad the fight is. Go ahead, Pianchi.
Yes, and spitting on people, you can be charged for the transmission of HIV. If she spit in the elevator and somebody got on behind them and put their hands in that saliva, well, aren't they not obligated to know exactly what this person that left this in this public spot?
Listen, you need to wash your hands anytime you get in the elevator, because folks don't realize
well, I know you should,
in the elevator.
But there have been,
but
people
saying,
have been giving up
point?
As much as 35
make your
years
point.
For that
much
treatment.
Kind of time. Make your point. I only got 10 minutes.
And another thing, we got people talking about, oh, this big football player. The man is 5'8", 205 pounds, and in stature, she is just as tall, if not maybe an inch taller than him. And probably weigh about 185 pounds, 190 pounds herself.
I believe you're close to correct, and you have to understand there are some women. I mean, if you look at what's his name, Layla Ali, you know, even though she's a woman, I'm quite sure she packs a mean punch. There are some women out here that we are some bad girls, and if we hit a man, you're gonna feel it.
I'm gonna tell you, if Nene or Wendy Williams take a swing at me and hit me, oh, it's going to be on. Wendy is a big girl.
And what I'm saying is, you have to understand, I'm a big girl. Even when I'm small, I'm a big girl. I have put many a brother in a locker.
But from hearing this conversation, you guys, I would have never seen the video. I would think that Janae was wailing on Ray's behind. I would have thought she went ham on him. And hearing how y'all talking, y'all taking it out of context, that's not what she was doing. And I'm looking on ESPN, and you have three security guards and staffers, former security staffers from the hotel who is saying he spat in her face before she hit him and before that incident on the elevator. So
okay.
If spitting is considered assault, so who really hit who first then?
Okay, she spit on him. But again.
Oh, he spit on her.
He spit on her, she spit on him. On the elevator, go back to the video on the elevator.
He backhanded him.
Eva, go back, go find it because she confessed to doing it. Go do it. Go look. So this is the issue. No one, you ought to keep your saliva in your mouth. Even people that cough when they spit, you try to back up. So that's lesson number one. Two, you shouldn't hit a man and he shouldn't hit you. But we need to make sure that we're both correct.
Choice.
You can't go. You can't do what you want to do, and then when he comes back at you, then say I'm the victim.
Tracy.
Okay.
You can't do
that. No one is saying it in the context of this scenario, Tracy. If he would have slapped her, if he would have pushed her, spit on her, whatever, me personally, I wouldn't be as passionate or upset. But at what point do we step back and we say, okay, she slapped you, dude. That doesn't mean you come back with a closed fist. Twice, and then the second time she's knocked out cold.
I was telling Brandy that I know some people that are old, way older. Most of them are dead, and they used to have they were husband and wife, and they used to be out in the they would get drunk, they would go out in the middle of the street and get to fighting. I mean, they get to tearing some stuff down. And they did this on an ongoing basis. It was how they did what they do, and if you got in the middle of it, you was gonna get hit too. Because they wasn't playing. And they did it all the time. And when they got divorced, it had nothing to do with domestic violence. It had nothing to do with getting hit.
Okay, yes.
And so
I
what
know
I'm
people
saying
were in
you,
that scenario situation,
Diva,
too.
Diva, so what I'm saying to you is we have speculated the crap out of this situation. But the lesson in it is don't hit people if you don't want to get hit back. Because when you hit people, there is the probability that you can get hit back. And then you are not the victim here.
Uh-oh, they got new video saying Michael Brown had his hands up.
Okay. They got to do that tomorrow. Because unless Michael Brown just turned into Janae and domestic violence.
Yeah, women want to be equal. You're going to have to be equal in all. It's not like a buffet or a smorgasbord. You're going to be equal entirely, or you're going to go back to like the Brother of Alabama said, I believe it was.
And that's the problem. That's the problem right there. See, we want to be a girl, and we want you to hold a door, and we want you to carry us around when we want you to carry us. But then we want to be a man when we want to be a man, and you can't have it both ways.
See, there's a question I wanted to ask Dr. Brady, but I got tracked.
Hold on, what'd you say, Jeff?
There's this thing as
hold on, Diva. What'd you say, Jeff?
They both got charged with simple assault.
Thank you, Mama.
After the police saw the whole video. And that means that both people were at fault. So, therefore, there is no fault going on here. And once again, the NFL is going to pay a price for that because they already punished him once. And he should be two games out and playing again unless they want to say, well, we have to bring him up into the sixth game because it happened this year or something. They could try that one, and it might fly. But other than that, they are out of pocket, and they're going to pay.
But
they can cut him anytime they want to.
Because they had a contract, and he didn't violate the contract.
Right.
The contract was violated in February, and they disciplined him in February, and because they did not, and you can't go back and rediscipline me if I don't have another infraction.
He's in compliance.
Yeah, that's called ipso facto, right? That's what your lawyer said.
Because he became a PR nightmare. That's why he got fired.
We know that, but the PR nightmare came in with the tape.
Image of the organization.
But no, Diva, Diva, that's not how that works. You should have got me when you had me.
Precisely.
They didn't really have him.
They had him when he confessed.
Precisely.
They didn't hurt him because he hit his wife, Tracy.
He had them when he confessed. The problem is now you can see. See, let me tell you, that's the difference between the Holocaust and slavery.
Right.
You got pictures of the Holocaust. You got pictures going into a gas chamber. You didn't see slaves in their real effect. That's why the imaging is so important when you do something. It changes things. But they should have done it then, and they didn't. But I'm just saying, when it comes to domestic violence, when it comes to all of what we're talking about here, we need to be a little bit more mindful because, as I said, we ain't heard them say jack about Solange.
Hold on. It seems like TMZ.
Hold on, Alabama. Local call, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something. One time when me and my wife got into it, she hit me and I pushed her, and she called the police, and the police came. And when they came, I had a cut on my hand where she had grabbed my keys off me and cut my hand. So, I mean, they told me that they asked me if, I mean, they were going to take us both downtown. They asked me if I wanted to drop charges on her. I said, yeah. They asked her if she wanted to. She said no. So then I said, okay, if she don't want to drop them, then I don't want to drop them either. So then they asked her again, do you want to drop charges on him? If not, we're going to take you both downtown. So then now she want to drop charges now because she don't want to go downtown. I mean, and this is the same thing. You know, you hit somebody, and I'm like I said, my father brought me up and my mother not to hit the women at all and not to hit my sister at all.
And let me see, things happen, and I got to go at the end of the day. You guys have a good day. We'll see you guys on tomorrow's open mic.
Tracy, you had a very good show. I'm very proud of you today.
That's because you agree with me.
You can throw me in that locker whenever you want to, as long as you get in behind me.
No, not today, Bianca. We'll see you guys on tomorrow. God bless.
Venus, Secrets of Grace, producers of skin and hair care products.
Lord have mercy.
That was a good show, Tracy, had going on today.
I ain't even hear that show today. I ain't even hear it. Thank you. Yeah. Give me come back in 10 minutes. If they're not here, let me go and put my order in. All right.
What are you doing,
man,
buying lunch?
Diva crazy, man. Yeah.
What you doing, Alabama, buying lunch? I drive down there.
Yeah, I'm over here at Taco Mac over here in Sandy Springs. Getting something to eat. Beautiful
Taco
day.
Mac. You
Taco
got
Mac.
Sunshine down there?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
well, I come down there
if you ban. People get emotional about Ray Rice. Honestly, the NFL stands for not for long. You can give somebody a contract, and then the next year they can drop you anytime they want to in the NFL. It's not like the NBA. NBA, you might have an actual point because they got a stronger union. The NFL union is not like that. You fire a person in the NFL because you just don't like them, and it ain't nothing. They got rid of what's his face. The guy that's the wide receiver that went to Washington from Philadelphia, Deshaun Jackson. They got rid of him and they said, well, he's gang affiliated. Just because he took some pictures with some guy, every black person is gang affiliated just about. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they didn't get rid of him two times for being gang affiliated.
I think you have a great point because they disciplined him one time and it was over. But I would be more upset at TMZ than anybody because of the timing. First
man,
week one of the NFL season, they went at him to try to destroy him, and really they tried to make it a big story for ratings. And I would want to see
TMZ right.
for a whole because they've been had this. They didn't.
But y'all know TMZ is a ratings whore anyway. That's what they do. You can't get mad at people for doing what they do. You can't get mad for a snake for biting you. It's a snake. You can't get mad for a lion biting you because it's a lion. You can't get mad for a cheater cheating on you. When you knew he was a cheater, you get involved with him anyway. People are who they are. They do what they do. So why we get mad at what they do? Media is about trading. So why are we getting mad at the media for what they do? TMZ, that's what they do.
Media,
you can't get mad at a man if you hit him and he hits you back. Period.
Well, you can't get mad at the woman who got spit on and then she decides to defend herself from the person spitting on her.
Leaving.
And that's why it's simple assault.
No, it isn't.
Case closed.
Simple assault, fine. I'm not going to get mad about
that. Uh-oh. They got video footage. They got footage.
Is
they got video footage, Bianchi. It's looking bad for your boy, for that officer.
They got footage? They got real footage, man.
It looked like it. It's the other people standing around. He had his hands up, like, right after he shot him. Everybody's standing. I don't know if that's the same. Yeah, it's going to be crazy, though.
Hello?
Yeah, Diva, we hear you.
Hello, this is not Diva.
The officer that shot Officer Brown? Shot the kid?
Yeah, Mike Brown, yeah.
What the video show? He shot him with his hands up.
Everybody's saying that he had his hands up. So, I don't know. I hadn't really seen it, but they just showed it a second ago.
Can I speak?
Hello, Maze. How are you
this morning? Women are not allowed to speak on this show.
When Beyonce's sister hit JC in the elevator, did anyone get mad with her when she did that?
No, no,
I did.
Highly ticked off.
No, you weren't.
I saw about it on my Facebook page.
Nobody said it. Everybody was saying, and she's still walking around doing what she's doing.
Why y'all keep saying everybody? I'm the only person who has a problem with Ray Rice and the Jhené Rice situation.
No,
I'm the only one who's in disagreement. So when you sit here and say, when you come back and say, well, nobody's saying anything about that, that's not true. It's like,
no, I'm saying I didn't get upset.
Unless you not hurt me, say nothing about that, then you're going to say that. But when you're addressing someone who is in opposition of your opinion and what you're speaking on, and you say, well, no, speak to me directly. Ask me directly how I felt about that situation, because I'm the only one who's passionate on this situation about Ray Rice being in the wrong.
But just like them women that was on Whoopi Goldberg's show, they want equal pay, they want equal access, but they want equal everything that a man has. But when it comes down to equal treatment, in other words, you don't want him to hit you, so why are you hitting him? Uh-uh.
Sherry
he ain't
Shepherd
supposed to hit
talking
me.
About, she telling her niece, you don't talk to a man in a disrespectful way. What kind of crap is that? So now we can't tell you how we feel. We can't say what's on our mind because you might get in your feelings and wall off and hit us, and that's on us.
You can say whatever
really?
You want to. Don't hit. If you hit somebody, they have an opportunity to hit you back.
I know plenty of men who have hit
and
a
then
woman
you got people,
because she
and then
got
you got
out of
people
pocket
saying,
her mouth.
Check this out, y'all, Alabama. Then they got people saying, well, he didn't have to hit her that hard.
Yeah,
damn.
He didn't have to hit her that hard. Really?
Then
yeah.
They said,
and
is it
like
this
said,
big old
way
football
club? How many
of y'all
going to
sit there and let somebody
men are
you,
saying
really?
No more and everything, and it's going to go, everything's going to change. Women, I'm sorry, you want inequality, you're going to have it all the way.
Really?
We're not going to pay for all your dinner. We're not going to pay for all your dinner.
Let me ask you a question. If a woman came up to you and spit on you, stop arguing, what you going to do to her?
Period.
If a woman comes up to you and spits on you, what
would
you
let Stanley please speak? I can't hear both of you at the same time.
I ain't got nothing to say to you. Shut up. Stanley, if a woman spits on you, what you going to do?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to walk away because I promise myself I'm never going to hit a woman. But another man, if you spit on her and I see that man hitting on you, I'm not going to defend you. I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, hold on. Stanley, let me ask you a question. Let me rephrase that a little bit. Stanley, are you 100% sure that if a woman spits on you, you're going
to
just walk away every time?
No, I'm not going to walk away every time. I'm going to shake her up and say, you're damn crazy. You better not even think of doing that ever again. But I'm definitely not going
to. It's okay
you
for you to defend yourself if someone spits on you because you're a guy and you're stronger. But if a man spits on a female first, she shouldn't defend herself or strike back because then that man is stronger and could come back with stronger force. That's what it sounds
no,
like.
If a man spit on you as a woman, you have the right to go in front of him and confront him with what he's spitting and everything. But you have no right of hitting him and things like that, period.
The law doesn't recognize strength. It doesn't.
Oh, you recognize strength.
You're right.
You do whatever.
It has nothing to do with strength. I'm trying to understand you guys' reasoning here. So if the scenario was
it doesn't recognize
she spit on
size
him,
neither.
If she spit on him and he hits her, well, then you ought, as a woman, you ought to learn that you can't be assaulting a man in any type of fashion because he can hit you. But if a man spits on a woman and she strikes back and then he spits on her again and then she hits him back and then he comes back with greater force, well, that's just strictly on that woman because she should have known better of how hard or what he was capable of doing. And if I'm wrong, you guys correct me, but that's what it sounds like I'm hearing.
The thing I'm saying is do not provoke a man or a woman. Every person is different. If
exactly.
You, you got to understand that. If you do something, you have consequences, and do not be surprised at
his consequences.
Yeah, if you spend on me, Yeah, it depends on every guy. So as a woman, and I would tell every woman, do not put your hand on any man. Do not think that you could spin on him. Because if you do, a man like me will walk off, but another man
female spit on the guy. She didn't spit on him. He spit on her. He provoked her.
They both did.
Outside the elevator, and I watched it, and I tried to. Alabama went back and forth on this on my Facebook page. Now I'm actually looking up and seeing that what I saw with my own eyes has been confirmed with people who actually watched that video.
Before he got on the elevator,
and Staley has to apologize.
This is what the police said.
He was on his cell phone. It looks like they were arguing.
People won't listen to no damn about it.
They were arguing.
Alabama, that's what the police said.
It ain't what the police said.
All
the police charging both with criminal assault.
The video I posted with Rupert Goldberg that you came on my damn post and kept going back and forth with me about was about somebody touching somebody, period. I ain't even mentioned Ray Rice. You bringing Ray Rice in it. Ray Rice may have been wrong in his situation, but women need to stop putting their hands on men, period. 9 times out of 10, it's the woman putting the hands on the man first.
Not 9 times out of 10, because...
Oh, yeah, she does. Diva, you didn't go out with women. We're men. We're telling you as a man. It's like you asking us, you don't know what it is, a man. You've been not going out with women.
You know how
Stanley,
many,
you
it's
like,
hard, it's hard, I'm going to put it like this, Diva. The reason
Stanley,
I put that point is because it's harder
like
to find a man.
Like
it's harder to find a man that's never been hit by a woman than it is to find a woman that's never been hit by a man.
Or in abuse situations.
A woman
that's
been, right. Man, whatever.
10% of men are victims of domestic violence. So
but
who are the
part
other
is.
We
who's
never hear about it, Diva.
Diva, do we hear
about the man having a
domestic
violence?
You've been hit, Stanley.
40 versus 60.
Yeah, of course.
So again,
of course,
who's been hit more, men or women?
You've been hit by a man before. That you was dating.
I believe I gave my story. Yes, I have.
I don't know. Well, also, you're coming from a whole other emotional place. But even still. It's harder. It's more women that I've met that say, ain't no man ever hit me. But every man I know been hit.
Exactly.
Well,
I
will be the first to tell you, ain't no man going to ever get a chance to lay his hands on me like that again.
Okay,
so,
then. But I can date a woman next weekend and she finds somebody
who
hit
me. We're going to be popping like popcorn. So prepare for the
repercussions.
Okay, but I have no problem with that. But Diva, do you understand what we're saying? We as men are telling you. When you're saying, oh, women don't hit, yes, they do. Because
I
a lot of
say
women
don't
think,
hit.
A lot of women, I'm saying.
She neutralized the law when she tried to take. You guys said men are in domestic violence situations more so than women. That's not true. Because statistics show 40% of men are victims of domestic violence. So who's the other 60%? That's women.
Okay, so you just telling me that other 10% don't report it. I got hit, my nose bleeding, everything by a chick. I ain't calling no damn police on no little.
I'm not saying women don't hit men.
But if I'd have hit her nose and her nose would have been bleeding, she would have called
the
police.
Oh, my gosh. I know plenty of females that pop off. My male cousin just ended up in a domestic violence situation over the weekend. Now, I can say, it hurts me to my heart to have to say she deserved it. But when you come up in a man in public and you grab on him and you roughing him up and he's telling you leave him alone and then you punch him in his face and then he punches you back, I cannot say, but you got knocked out. I can't say that you're
okay. Well, Diva, let me ask you a question.
And
you can keep talking. You can keep talking, but let me ask you a question. So if you dating a guy and the guy hits you first, but then you turn around and hit him, when the law shows up, is it not the law that's going to say, just like they did with Ray Rice, and say, both of you are guilty because you.
I don't
she,
believe in calling the police unless he called the police. I don't believe in calling the police.
No,
if
well
he,
that's you. That's you, dude. I'm talking about in the situation with
me,
the elevator.
You asked me. You asked me.
If he
hit him
first,
then
no, it's not like your mom and your daddy. Okay, if he hit him first, he's guilty. No, they're gonna be like both of you hit each
here's
other.
Here's the thing. If he was to hit me, I'm not calling the police. More than likely, I'm going to be caught, well, unless he dead. If you hit me with a closed fist, you're going to end up, you better be careful, be prepared. And I'll tell any man, don't ever put your hands on me with a cold fist.
Oh, man. They're saying the NFL got the tape way back in April. The NFL saw the tape in April.
You asked me in context of what I would do, and I'm answering you what I would do. Now, when
I'm
tell you, I don't
news.
Believe
I'm making that breaking news. Sorry. Go ahead.
You asked me a question because I didn't answer it out. You expected a one, and now you want to switch it up. The fact of the matter is,
I ain't paying attention to what you're saying, really.
So why ask me a why ask me a question then? You asked me a very.
Because there's about five people on the phone.
So you're asking
that's
me
why.
A question. Just ask the question then. So you didn't
because
really want to answer.
Five or six people on the phone. That's why.
So you didn't really want to answer when you said, Diva, okay, a guy hits you, and then you hit him back, and then a police
show
up.
Quite frankly, I think it's hypocrisy, but, I mean, it is what it is.
What are you – okay, never mind. So you were actually asking a hypothetical question. You weren't really asking a –
No, what I'm saying is she neutralized her legal standing by touching him. When she did that, then she was guilty of – that's why – he could have went to jail, locked up. She could have got away scot-free.
Again, I didn't say
but because she
that
chose
I have a problem
to
with her
back.
Being charged with simple assault. Now I have a problem with him being charged with simple assault because that was more than just simple assault. That was
well, you just that you just agreed that the law doesn't recognize strength, so it doesn't make a difference.
It's not about strength. It had nothing to do about strength. It's about the egregious of the attack. And the fact is, what she did
it's
was
how egregious, but even still, that doesn't necessarily
now,
no.
What he did was
no. When someone gets the best of you, it's your fault too for taking it there. You took it there just because you didn't come out on top. Doesn't necessarily mean that. No, that's not how it works.
Well, yeah, well, cops don't handle domestic violence situations anyway. But if I was a prosecutor, I would have charged her with simple assault, and I would, if he wanted to press charges, and I would have charged him with aggravated battery. That's just how I would have done it.
Aggravated battery is when you need got to go to the hospital and you really seriously
did
injured.
Did she not need medical attention? She was knocked out. She got knocked out.
Oh, she
aggravated,
had a concussion, but did she
aggravated battery is using force beyond what is needed in a situation. It's aggravated battery. And actually, if they weren't in a domestic situation, it would have been felonious assault. Aggravated battery is for... Typically, they'll use aggravated batteries
yeah,
to sound better.
It just depends. It depends on your interpretation of the law. It really
no,
does.
No, it doesn't depend on my interpretation of law. The law is
it
the law.
Because there's no,
no it doesn't.
The case, if that was the case,
law
then what you just
law.
Said would have been the, he would have went. He would have went to jail for that then, but he didn't, did he? So obviously, it's open to interpretation.
Okay, again, I'm looking at the charges here. I'm not looking at whether or not he went to jail. I'm looking specifically at the charges. If I was the prosecutor, I would have charged her with simple assault because if he wanted to press charges or if I felt like, okay, she needed to have some responsibility for the altercation, I'd have charged her with simple assault, and I would have charged him with aggravated battery for the simple fact his force was not necessary. The force he used was not necessary for that incident. And the fact is, the outcome, she was knocked unconscious. That's aggravated battery.
Okay.
I mean, law's law, whether you like it or agree it or not, but it is what it is.
Okay. Well, it's a done dot or not. He'll be all right. Ray Rice ain't going to be poor. He ain't poor like me. Unless he's
I don't care if
money.
He's – it's not about – for me, it's not about taking his money away. I don't care if he's poor, if he's rich, whatever. I really don't care. I just think it sends a strong message in support of domestic violence victims everywhere that – this type of situation is not tolerated.
Diva, how old are you?
That's what it was for me.
How old are you,
I feel like it should have been fired long
time ago. Stop talking
for
a second.
That's when the incident happened.
How old are you, Diva?
I'm sorry?
How many years do you have on this earth?
What does that matter?
I'm asking. 35? 36?
No, I don't, possibly might not even have that long. Why?
You already told me what you year. You 35, 30-something, 34, you up there. Okay, but check this out. Okay. There was a movie back in the 80s.
called Burning Bed. Remember that?
Yes. I saw the movie.
That movie was bad. I mean, the dude beat the chick just bad. She got off. Yeah, you can go ahead. She got off at the end because, you know, she basically proved that he had beat her to, you know, put in the hospital. She had all types. She couldn't get away. It's just like the movie Enough. Stuff where I see situations like that. If a woman's getting beat like that, then I'm all for justice. And I mean against this guy, whoever he may be. No self-respecting human being, most, 90% of the time, don't support that. But when it comes to certain situations, women aren't just the victim. And that's all everybody was saying.
That is very rare that you'll see an abused woman with a black eye or split lip out in public. It's very rare that she would even call for help. It's very, in the case of the burning bed, his mother protected him. The law protected him back then because the laws had no, women had no protection whatsoever under the law.
You do. Let me ask you something. Let me step in.
You really don't.
Let me ask you something, though. Like, have you heard of Gloria Steinem and the feminist movement way back in the day in the 70s when we was little babies and stuff back in the day?
I wasn't even a baby in the 70s, sweet. I wasn't even born in the 70s.
Okay, well, even still. So you had your birthday. You're right at the 70s, 1980. But even still, you're right there. But what I'm saying is, these women came in, especially in the black community, these feminists came in, and they were screaming. They had a beef with white men at the time because they were, you know, there were some discrepancies that even I will admit back then. It was, you know, but a lot of it had to do with, you know, a lot of women didn't work at the time because the dollar was a lot stronger back then. So a guy could make $40 a week in 1940 and feed a family, pay a mortgage, and still have money for savings. Whereas now you can make $800. You would have to make $200,000 a year to have that same purchasing power that a guy making $40 a week did in 1940. So women, a lot of dynamics went into women's lib and all that, right? Well, that's where you get, they came and they adopted some black women, like Alice Walker. She came and she did this Color Purple, which was basically a black man bashing movie, right? And Wait Next Hell and all these different movies, right? In books and stuff. And what I'm saying is feminism really is a form of white supremacy against the black male in the black community.
Weren't suffering these incidents that Alice Walker spoke of.
I'm not saying, no. If you listen to what I said at the beginning.
And all that. Black woman wasn't suffering
the
white woman.
No, what I was saying was, if you listen, I said, there were some incidences where it was needed. Some things needed to be changed, just like the EPA. We needed the EPA when Nixon gave it to us in the 70s because things were bad. But now the pendulum has swung in the other direction. And what I'm saying is, yeah, women with pay and women getting beat and hurt in certain instances need to be protected. I think we all want the same thing. But when it comes to the other side of that coin, it does damage, and it does damage to every man, not just to those guys that are guilty. And I think that's the problem, and that's what most guys are talking about. If a person's guilty, they deserve to be punished. I won't argue with you. If a man beat a woman like in that funny bad movie.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. Here it is, we're talking about the Ray Rice incident. Me personally, I would like to keep it in the microcosm of that incident. But because of you guys feel that men get a raw deal on the other side, an unfair shake on the other side, you can't even see the Ray Rice situation for what it is.
Go on my page. Look at my first incident 2 days ago. Look at what I posted. I said, I can't ride with Ray on this one. He's wrong. I said, he came at her and punched her 3 times. He wrong. Before I knew about the spitting, before I knew about the security guard, he jabbed her, knocked her out cold, and dragged out that done elevator. He wrong. Okay? Legally, they both wrong. But a smack, and then you jab and knock her clean out, I would look at that and say, dang, he ain't have to go that far with it. I ain't no fool. But don't, all I'm saying is, when it comes to certain instances and certain situations, we need to be careful with the law, because it's used to, what's the word, not just effeminize, but destroy families and all types of situations. It just is. I mean, we have.
So you're saying that in domestic violence situations, it's not the person who's committing the abuse. The law is there to tear that situation apart.
You
want to
keep it in a microcosm. You want to keep it in a microcosm.
Yeah, I do want to keep it in a microcosm. That's
but
how
you,
my
you,
mind
but
works.
Then you want to, but then you're jumping out with saying, well, in certain situations. If you're going to talk about situations, then you're going from a micro to the macro.
No, if you want to bring in examples to prove your argument, that's one thing. But you could jump completely out of the spectrum as to now the law is being used to destroy families.
It is.
How is the law when it comes to domestic violence being used to destroy families?
Okay,
you would think
I'm gonna give you an example. Let's say a woman has a child with a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a child. I know a friend that went through this. Had a child, they were cool, right? He starts dating someone after they broke up, but he's still a good father. Take care of his kids, everything, right? Now he don't want nothing with that mama. She's bitter though. When she gets bitter, she goes and does certain things, right? And put him on, first of all, he wasn't on child support. She put him on child support. He lost his job or whatever. Situation. The law is set up. Once you start, you already know where I'm going with this. Legally, it's all types of things that she could do to him because she's bitter and she has this child. So he's fighting with her over all types of stuff. Really, because he's dating somebody else. So the woman, 9 times out of 10, she's going to get the child. She's going to get custody. When she does, she gets all type of benefits. The law is set up to do a certain thing. And, quite frankly, because of his tax returns, she has a strong case for alimony. She's dangling that in front of him now because they're getting a divorce. So, it can go the other way around for a woman. But rarely does it do that. Usually, the guy is the one that's having to pay out all this money and pay for these different. They're here. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm reading this story. So he was indicted by a grand jury on third degree aggravated assault. And then he ended up getting married to her, because if he married her,
he had to.
Yeah, because if he married her, she couldn't testify against him. She couldn't be compelled to testify against him. That ended the case right there.
Exactly.
Let's see. And so after that charge, he applied for a pretrial intervention program on May 20th. Ray Rice was accepted into the pretrial program and avoided prosecution. I'm sorry, this is everybody getting upset because he lost his job. The NFL kicked him out, not understanding that a business has the right to protect itself.
You know what? Let me tell you something. If I had a daughter, I'd tell her, don't assume a guy's going to be chivalrous and let you hit him. Simple as that. I got to go, guys. You're about on the show. I'll hit y'all back. All right.